Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please welcome us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we'll listen. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at Rome. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable in the middle. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
Good evening, good evening. This is True Grudge. Racing. Big Shaky.
Big Shaky, y'all. I don't know where Sam at, but damn, I'm trying to do it, y'all. We've been waiting all week for Thursday night. Man, I've been waiting just like y'all. I'm looking for my main man, but I guess he out there caught in the snow. But you know what? I'm going to do the best I can, man. I want to say to Clocks Off, I don't got the information, but I'm thinking that as soon as he get here, I'm going to be able to give you all the important dates of the bowling party and things like that. How y'all doing? We ain't got too much longer for drag racing to start. I've been thinking, man, boy, thank God for this program. We don't have the ability to go out there and go to these different garages and stuff and meet up with all the soul brothers we usually jump up and down with, threaten, talk crap to. But, man, this thing is it's good, man. It's good. I've been thinking all week what I'm going to talk about. What I'm going to talk about on the show today. I just want to welcome everybody. I don't know where my man at, but I don't know, y'all. damn, this I feel so lonely, but wow. Hold on just one second. Let's just look for Mouse. 708-712. Where my man Mouse? Well, we left off last week with a whole lot of big brothers getting on here saying how they gonna be killing everybody that move, and I don't know, y'all. I know it ain't like it's supposed to be, but hold on one second. I'm winging it. I'm nervous. I'm winging it. Hold on just one second, please. I want y'all to welcome my main. Hey, what up, Big J? I want you to get on the show with me tonight. I want to welcome you back. This is one of my first compadres that we used to do a lot of street racing, and he had been here for a while, but he's back now.
I'm going to call on him and ask him to help me with this show because my main man, Sham, ain't here. And I ain't never done this by myself, man, you know. So I'm going to start calling some of my friends. Usually they call in, but I'm going to start calling people. Hold on a second.
All the people I know this ain't how it's supposed to go, but
hold on one second.
I need a little bit of help. Hold on. Hold on one second. Let me see. Brother Techie.
Yeah.
Brother Techie. Let me call. We'll call this. Turn to call this killer. Brother Techie. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah. Techie's still on. He's still on.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good evening. Who was that? Who was that? Who was that?
He called me G. What's up, man?
I'm calling because I'm starting the show today, and this is my first time, and I got to reach out for all my real killers, you know, to say, hey, I know they're going to answer the phone to me and get on this time and start to tell it how it really is. You don't mind that I call you Mr. Ryan, do you?
No, I don't.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Looks like old Sham coming up now. He know I'm over here shitting in my pants and shit. Not even getting nothing to talk to no motherfucking
body. Oh, my God.
I cannot believe this shit, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sham. But I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to make it happen. But, Sham.
You all right?
Yeah, you good.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, man, for y'all helping me, man. Wow.
Did you make any announcements yet, Brother Techie?
I've been waiting on you, boss. I've been waiting on you.
Man.
You know.
Unbelievable.
Please, man.
Okay. Well, check this out. This Saturday coming up, next Saturday, February the 25th, we having our annual bowling extravaganza. We're going to be at Olympia Lane next Saturday. Somebody called my phone. Next Saturday at 7:30, we start bowling at 8 o'clock to 11:30. We're going to have food. The first 30 people, y'all come out. We're going to pay for y'all to bowl. So come on out. It's our give back for our races and fans. Come on out. Have a good time. And man, they're gonna be pot bowling and so forth and so on. I know. So
I heard y'all might have a Christmas tree out there. I might have to cut some lights on somebody.
Yeah, I hadn't talked to. I think they are bringing it. I think they are bringing it. Hello, Shaky. Hello. What? Hello? Oh, man. What is going on? Oh, wait a minute. He did. Okay. Let me do it. Man. Okay, I think I'm back. Shaky, where you at? Oh, man. Press the one button. Somebody press the one button. Flop, press the one button, please. Unbelievable. Okay, wait a minute. Here we go. Flop, you there?
I don't want to talk to you.
But okay,
I see you're having technical difficulties.
Man,
so,
man, Casey is all over the place.
Okay, hold on. Let me open them up. 45-28. Who was that? Let's see. Hold
There's
on.
A whole lot of people here, bro. But you,
Shaky, ooh, is that you? You 45-28,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's me. Yeah.
Oh, you hung up. Okay, but now you back. Okay, there you go. Okay. Yak, your mic is open. Let me just open up the mic that I see.
What's up, everybody?
What up?
Hey, Yak.
What's happening?
This is Yak.
How you brothers doing?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of people on here. I'm open. Okay.
Okay.
773-3490, your mic is open. 312-8132, your mic is open. 770-7224, your mic is open. 901-1516, your mic is open. Hello?
What you doing all that goddamn laughing
for? I can't help myself, brother. I'm so nervous. I was shitting on myself. I mean, this is my first time getting this position. Brother, I didn't hear your voice, cuz. I was looking for you, Mr. Skin. I was trying to get somebody to help me. You know? It's hard, man.
You ain't called me.
I'm looking down that list, brother. I promise you, man. Then it clicked off. It clicked off on me. I couldn't even play the two records he always played. Just see one.
All right.
How you
been?
Yeah.
Who was 8132? Who was that? Who was 8132?
That's 312.
Okay, I'm an old racer. Okay, G. I'm just trying to get the boy. Who was 7224? 770-7224. Who was that?
Man, that's nothing, man. You went about the wrong shit.
Oh, okay. Well, say something. Mister.
What they gotta say something for? They won't say something, then talk.
No, they press the one button. If you press the one button, I got you open. I wanna know who it is. Okay.
Well, open them up. And you'll find out. They gonna come on in on you.
Let me see.
They gonna talk come in on
you.
Charlie.
Okay. Everybody open.
Who is that your name? Somebody just said it's that kid. Who is that? So he's going to keep calling our numbers. He wants us to say hi to him. Why don't y'all say hi to Sham, man?
He told us to hit the one button so people hit it. Just let them know it's him.
How you doing, Sham?
All right. Good evening. All the mics that pressed are open. Not Shaky. Can y'all help Shaky run the show? Can you run the show, Not Shaky? Let me see.
Damn, the Grudge Racing was that smooth. Goddamn, it'd be all right.
Yeah, it would.
I'm going to be ass out of time. What's the topic? I can run them up off these motherfuckers. What's the topic, dude?
What's the topic, Jay?
Yeah, Shane, you want to run me a motherfucker up off here. Tell me the topic.
By whooping ass back in the day.
Hey, the topic for tonight is... Why do people get jealous when a motherfucker always wins? I want to talk about something like that.
Wait.
That's the nature of the beast. That's why.
I want to talk about that.
Hey,
Jakey.
Yes,
sir.
They want to be the person that always wins.
They selfish. They want success on themselves.
Yeah, man. I want to talk about that, cuz.
If you want to know the truth, read Machiavelli. He keeps it real about people and human nature. You know who's about him? And you know who's about
Machiavelli?
You know
who's
about the mafia. The mafia live by the Machiavelli law. All the mafia. That's their rule. You learn that rule, you can deal with it.
But what about if a person don't know the rule?
Then you fuck.
Give us a little insight on what the rule is.
Well, what's going to happen? You're going to end up dead.
Who's that guy?
They're so squeaky.
Yeah.
Oh, Gerald. Squeaky. You remember Gerald from back in the day? Had that blazer, had that, that boo.
Oh, the goddamn Gerald.
That's him. That's him for the fucking
80s. I used to try to whoop his ass in that white boo all the time. And they got them dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell you this much. Hey, when the last time I raced, I whooped ass twice. So I didn't quit as a loser. I quit as a winner.
Amen. That's okay, right. Then.
Hey, Gerald.
Yeah.
Man, you've been watching me a long time. How many asses did I whoop?
A lot. That's why I really couldn't fuck with you.
Man, I used to tell a lot and I still be doing it, too.
Ain't that wrong with that? Shit, that's a lot.
I'm still at it, baby.
I know. That's why I've been here. You know what I'm saying?
I went to the last year with Kamala Harris. You know, I got vice president.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I got the vice president of the United States. Yeah, I'm fucking on her. I'm fucking on the vice president, baby.
Ain't nothing wrong with that,
you
know,
my, you got the nice, pretty hips and shit.
She look good. She a real intriguing bitch too, cause they always try to fuck with her. But she put that squirt on their ass. She a squirter. A lot of motherfuckers don't know what squirt means.
I know what it means.
Yeah, they had a vibrator. I squirted on their ass. Come here.
Hey, Gerald, your mic is open 0406.
Hey, I always get my ass whooped. I ain't never catch no attitude. I just take the ass whooping and try again.
Right, that's what you're supposed to do. Hey, that's what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, they weren't talking about you getting your ass whooped and getting the attitude. That ain't what they're talking about.
They say, why do people
hate on people that win all the time, man? Or a lot of time.
Well, shit, I just stopped winning skin.
Hey, but let me say this, though. I could be wrong, but I want to ask the question, Shanky. Ain't nobody hating on Double D, and he undefeated.
Well,
have you noticed that? I don't know nobody hating on Double D.
They're amazed at him. He a new soul brother that been around a while, but if and when he started to really fucking a whole lot of people up and making enemies, they gonna start hating. Cause man, look,
I got 10 right now.
Man, listen. I remember I just go to shops sometimes or places, Indiana. The motherfuckers start talking about who they gonna fuck up. You can't even imagine what that nigga name is. Skin. I say skin. It's like man, but everybody
want
to fuck
skin
up.
Hey, skin. Oh. Hey, skin.
Remember when you first stopped
fucking around, right? I knew you was gonna be a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
I told motherfuckers that. You remember that? I'm telling back in the day. I knew you was gonna be a killer.
That was in the late '80s.
Yeah.
Late '80s.
Yeah. You didn't have a car, but you was driving other motherfucker shit.
Right. But look, you know, I started racing when I was 11 years old.
Well, I didn't know that. You came on the scene, and man, you know what I'm saying? You was whooping niggas on jumping and shit. Remember that?
Yep. You remember that?
You was jumping motherfuckers and whooping, getting right up through niggas. I said, damn, this thing gonna be rough. Watch. This show came true.
And that had to be in the early, like late 80s, early 90s. Cause
yeah.
I met y'all through Wildbug Mill on 79.
Right,
in Damon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was had to be the early 90s when I had that Malibu.
Yeah, you did. Your brother had that black one, remember? That black and gray.
Yep, that's right.
Sure did.
You remember Shorty B had the white one. I was driving all the motherfuckers.
Yeah, you were.
Sure was. Yes, sir. Man, the racing was fun, dude. We was racing every motherfucking night.
Fuck it.
Name one night we ain't raced.
Man, we raced on Wednesday night, too, on South Chicago, too, man. You know, that shit was fun in the motherfucker, man.
Every goddamn night. Every day we started in the morning. We go up to a shop, and motherfuckers get to talking shit.
There
you go. We know that was Or
80 people.
Well, we was going every goddamn well.
Yeah, we was over there on State Street. We had to shop on State Street. Yeah, you remember?
Yeah,
on State. That was fun.
Yeah,
that was fun then.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
went down and teach you all the way in that white Malibu. He said, "Well, I guess I'm gonna follow y'all." You follow me. I was on a motherfucker ass. I couldn't stand it if I wasn't racing.
I know. you sure was, though. Hell
and
no.
You see, I take up the slack. They pick on anybody. I say, fuck with me.
Hey, I was on YouTube, right? I saw you on YouTube out there with the fuck with the white boy that they one day.
Yeah.
You don't remember that?
Yeah, I'm fucking with them all.
I
fucks with them all, man.
Yeah, I saw you on YouTube.
I could have been Chinese. I was fucking with the Chinese people. Anywhere, I didn't fuck what they were.
That makes you sort of like a goat.
Tell them, Mr.
Don't
talk about. Hey, but let me ask you this, though, kid. I thought a goat is after you retire. Then you can be the goat. I didn't know you could be the goat while you still playing in the game.
Well, shit, a lot of people claiming they're the goat and they still playing in the game.
Oh, they claim it. Self-claiming ain't shit. Self-claiming shit ain't shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got to claim. You know what I'm talking about?
I did.
Yeah, hey, 708-1764. Who was that?
What up, fella? This is Jamie. I heard you all you old timers on here.
Damn,
what's up,
Jamie?
Fella?
What's happening?
Jamie, the only motherfucker got away and I ain't getting back. I want some of Jamie.
Oh, no skin. No, you did get me back. You forgot. We was even. You got me back.
You know what, though? I'm still glad I said that, Jamie, because you know these fucking motherfuckers will say, he don't never talk about when he lose.
I remember, goddamn it, we was at the bowling alley, and I thought I was the baddest two-barrel in the city. You walked in the bowling alley, they said, no, he is. I said, you shitting me? I said, well, let's get on up there and get it on. I told Skin ass up, only because I had a 400, though. Everybody had 350s. I had a 400. Came out of pickup.
Came out of
pickup truck. Hey, with Gerald Cox, with the blue Malibu with the IROC wheels on it, I bought from Gerald.
Yay.
Yeah, I remember that truck. I remember that car. Hey, you know this squeaky, right?
We had fun. Yeah,
hey,
I know.
You know I owe you one because you got me, man. You got me that one race.
I know.
You had your big block against my small block.
Hey, man, I had what my dad, I just had what my dad gave me, man. I don't know what it was.
Hey, Jamie, can I ask you something?
What you got?
Hey, Gerald, hold on, Gerald. Now, these motherfuckers be going around talking about skills. Would you tell him how long Skip been going on? You told me I had to have a two-barrel carburetor.
So did.
Did you admit you not say you the fastest motherfucker with a two-barrel carburetor?
You got
if
damn right.
If a motherfucker had a four-barrel, did you ask him for a spot?
I sure did.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Motherfucker talking about motherfucker skipping now. Motherfucker been skipping since I ever heard of a race.
Hey, it's a whole lot.
Yeah.
Hey, I be in the bushes just listening. I heard a whole lot of even big boys stepping now.
Well,
that's what I'm saying, but they lie though and say skiing always skipping. Man, that's how I was raised. I was a how old was I, Daniel? Hey, Daniel,
you had to have been about 15, 16.
15, 16, yeah.
Yeah, I might have been 15. I was driving with no goddamn license, Daniel.
I remember you were driving with no license.
I couldn't even get no damn license. Yeah, and I was driving. And I'm racing James.
And killing people with two barrels. He was killing people with two barrels.
Hey, Jamie.
But I could never catch him. Huh?
You know, you keep up a whole lot of meth on this social media.
Oh man, I know.
Hey, Scheme.
It's all in fun.
Yeah, come on, Flop.
I'm just letting you know right now. We hear all the good stories about you. We don't want to hear about this shit all day tomorrow on the morning show.
Hey, Skid,
well, I'm going to tell you the part I especially like when my man said he was in there bowling alley. He said, I'm the baddest motherfucker with a two, bro. And then you walk in and say,
they pointed at him. I couldn't even see him. He was so short.
Yeah.
He better take his ass home before he get caught for the curfew.
Yeah. That was on him.
Hey, young blood, your mic is over.
I ain't going to do all that talking. Let's go on up there. I said, come on, man.
Sure did. Wasn't no need of talking. You had two baddest and I had one, so I thought I had the baddest one.
Well, my bro.
Yeah, hey, y'all, I'm going to go back on mute because I'm in this gym.
Okay.
Where Gerald at?
A blast from the past. All right, Jamie. Mute your phone, right, Jamie.
Brother.
I ain't going to mute you. Just mute your phone.
Hey, I'm getting ready now.
Hey, you know what? I miss racing on the Skyway, boy.
Yep. That's where me and Jamie went. We ran the 5 mile, baby.
Yeah,
we ran the mile, baby.
Sure did.
Motherfucker scared to run that mile now. I'll beat the fuck out of them, Jim.
Yeah.
Get up there in that mile, they're going to see the concrete coming up in there and fucking with me.
Your mic is open. What you got?
To me?
I'm the real girl. No, Trans Am girl.
I just seen him on that.
He said he the real girl.
Oh, shit. Hey, let me
tell
you something.
What that mean?
Hey, Gerald, you know me and you 1-1, right?
No, we're not 1-1. No,
yes,
we're not.
Yes,
we
is. No, listen. You beat me once, and then I whoop you the second time.
Okay,
you remember?
Watch this here. No, I like Skid to be on the phone. I like Skid. He listens to stuff. Hey, Skid, I beat him the first race on South Chicago. Remember that, right, Gerald? I beat you the first race.
We raced on Doty Road. We went on Doty.
Right. Y'all came back with Bobby and Ruff with Joe Cott. Y'all whooped me on Doty. Now, check this out. Remember? Okay. Let me give you the third race. Remember when we were on old Doty? Brett was the man on the end. You gave me the break because you was on your way to the show. I whooped you that night. I beat you 2 out of 3.
No, you
never
forget. We only raced three times.
Listen. Gerald, when you popped your hood,
you got to refresh your memory.
Small block in there.
Yeah. Now, I know you had a small block, but you had a big old piece of foam over your carburetor. Remember that big old piece of foam, right?
You had a big old
piece of foam over your carburetor. Foam. That kitchen foam stuff.
No, I didn't.
Check this out. I know that, but you listen. When we raced first on South Chicago, you had a plug head motor. I know that.
When you came back the second time, you had an ankle plug.
Beat the fuck out of him.
God damn.
I don't get no fucking out of him, Squeaky.
squeaky, brand new squeaky. Hey, 2000 squeaky. Got 8,000 miles on it, squeaky. I'll beat the
damn
fuck out, Bernard. I don't give no fuck. What is that
squeaky
in that Trans Am? I'll beat the fuck out of
squeaky. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that damn super, man. I can't whoop that super. That damn thing is
squeaky.
Fast.
Look, they don't want to fuck with that super. They don't want to fuck with that system. Beat the fuck out of him.
You got turbo on that thing?
Kill his ass.
Yeah,
got turbo on the factory like that. Everything is from the factory, man, except for the tires. I'm going to put the tires not on his ass.
Woo-wee.
I'm going to put regular gas in it and stick my finger right in his ass. I don't give a fuck what he got in his top. That
damn.
And banging ass money, too. If money drive his car, tell him he going to run on more, I'll beat the fuck out of him, too. I can't fuck with Gerald now. Gerald tap my ass up. Can't fuck with you.
Okay.
Hey, Gerald. Hey,
Gerald.
Yeah. And Shaky, did y'all hear the beginning of the conversation? Jamie came on and was like, man, I'm the baddest man with a two barrel. Then you hear Squeaky talking about, man, he had changes and put some aluminum heads and angle plugs and then they said they was racing for 800. They was racing for 800, and they said they wanted
they
to race for 1200, like 1200 was $1 million.
Hey,
right,
hey,
I'm saying that to say the transition right now. I'm saying, but the transition is, if you listen, it was, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's just 4, 5 people that old school racing. That's when it was.
Hey,
just
Mark,
your
mic is
on. I'm stimulating something.
Yeah, that was in the 90s.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jeff, did you hear what Squeaky said in the beginning?
What'd he say?
When I first started racing,
what'd he say?
I was jumping, motherfucker. Squeaky, when I jumped,
yeah, you were. I don't want you.
Squeaky, like a motherfucker. He said, man, Squeaky, he's going to jump y'all. I bet he jumped.
Boom. Hey, I knew you were, Turk. You know what they were fucking with. No real talk.
Vaughn, hey, Vaughn, your mic is open.
They fucking with.
Yep.
What up, Mr. Vaughn?
Yeah, they bring it back. They talk about them old Nick days. All them good,
yeah.
Them good days.
Them the good old days.
Hell
back,
yeah.
That was back when Martin Luther King had a dream. They ain't doing nothing.
Hey, Vaughn.
Okay.
Why was they racing more back then than they are right now?
The setup, the cars, the individuals. I feel like it was more individuals in the scene. You know what I'm saying? I feel as though it was easier to get a race off because it wasn't that much bearing on how much it was for. It was a lot. It's a lot of variables that you got to take into account. Things just changed. You know what I'm saying? You got to take a lot of into account. As far as the racing scene that everybody already knew. I don't care what day it was, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. When Friday and Saturday came, y'all knew what y'all was doing on them days.
Yeah,
so it was like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is true.
And then there was more racing on the street. But people got different jobs and stuff, and they don't want to really race on the street no more. But
too many clicks killed the game.
I think
Jamie right with that, because Jamie.
Too many clicks killed the game. You can have 15. You can have 15 people in one click, 15 people in another click. Them 15 people ain't gonna race.
Hey Jamie.
Yeah.
Hey Jamie.
Yes sir.
You was by yourself.
Yes, sir.
I was by myself.
Yes sir.
Everybody
yes sir.
Was
had more races, more fun.
Nobody was
yes,
by themselves. Come on, get the fuck down.
What?
Kicks is killing the game.
All they did is told Jamie, that's a bad motherfucker right there, Jamie. You ain't going to whoop him. That's all they say. They wasn't with him.
Hey, that's what they said about Baby Jones. Ty whooped him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That burgundy cutlass, Keith cutlass.
Because it's even, Because even with the newer style cars racing on the street, I still feel as though it was still overall more racing back then. Because it's like y'all already knew. It was like everybody already knew what they came to do. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't no, I'm about to come and try to trick me somebody. It was like I wasn't trying to come and do this. I'm already knowing that I'm coming to race somebody, whoever that somebody is.
Yeah,
I don't know who
somebody.
It is. But I know I'm going to end up here on Friday and Saturday trying to race somebody.
Them guys stop bringing out them damn race cars, them trailer cars and shit. That would kind of fuck
that's
it up. We was driving
our
cars.
We were driving our cars to race cars. So that did not mean
yeah.
You knew if you couldn't fuck with them, you ain't fuck with them, sweet.
Yeah. I think we had fun. But I think a lot of the, I don't think it was the clicks. I feel as though people getting times on their cars fucked it up more than the clicks. That's what I really feel. I feel as though the time tickets fucked more shit
up
than the clicks.
But look, motherfuckers used to just go buy a car. I could buy a Vaughn car and goddamn it, just feel it's faster than the next car. We didn't go to no goddamn track. Or we'll buy a Vaughn car and stick our motor in Vaughn car.
Long as that motherfucker was biting in the alley or dry hopping in the alley, it was ready for him. He went and took the heads and shit off his Vega.
Stuck him on the boot. He ain't go to the goddamn track. He ain't gonna see what it run. He stuck it on there and beat the fuck out of the goddamn.
That's always my secret saying, and I felt as though even though people always say I race and all this, my saying is you ain't a real grudge racer till you just took a motor out and tricked the motherfucker. That's when you a real grudge racer. When you just took the
That's when you're a real grudge racer. I agree with you.
Oh, Vaughn,
you
know about that, Vaughn?
You know how many different motors I put in that black color that I sold to Vaughn? Man, I was tearing the people ass up.
Hey, you know how the 400 got the little, and you know when you run the 400, right, and it's got an external balance on it, right? You know how it got that little cut in it?
Yeah. How am I balance?
You know how I tricked Jimmy? I took this 350 balance to put it on there, because I know that he was going to be looking at. So when he saw it, I went back to the house, came him up, and put the 400 balancer back on there and tore his ass off. That's how I did him.
Yeah, like you said, like Ice Kid say, as far as stipping and the trick part about it, that's always been a part of drag racing. That's where it come from. The older
that's
guys,
like, hey,
the legends, that's what they did.
Hey, Vaughn, let me ask you something. What is grudge race, true grudge now? When people put everything they got and everything that they do, they put it up on Facebook. How you going to put all your parts and what you got and when you go testing, you show them what you're doing? Where's the trickery at?
Ain't none.
Well,
everybody know what you got.
Well,
I still feel as though it's still in the game. I feel as though sometimes it'd be a lot of tricks being put up that y'all might be aware of, that y'all think something going on and the next thing going on. You know what I'm saying? So I feel as though it's good for that aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? But
good
if
point.
You just
good
every
point.
Time you every time you change your transmission or your re-in or this, that, and the third, and it's up there, I don't feel like you trying to trick somebody. I feel as though you trying to scare the wolf. Like you trying to say, I got this, that, and the third, so a motherfucker don't drive on you.
Good
you know what
point.
I'm saying? Because everybody's changing stuff and they going head hunting. They not going to let nobody know what they changed. I don't care if I'm using a different spark plug. If it made the car go faster, you'll never hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Good point.
Yes, sir.
Even if it's a different octane of gas and I done got 2 miles an hour, I ain't trying to tell nobody but my teammates. Hey, man, look, if you go to this gas, you're going to get 3 more miles an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Goddamn Vaughn pretty smart.
I got a grudge racing confession. I got a grudge race confession. Gerald Trans Am, are you on?
Yeah.
Bernard, are you on?
Well,
Well, you can take it for Jamie? You can take it for Bernard. Yeah.
You sprayed.
Yeah. When I no, I didn't. No, sir. Boy, if I hey, listen.
Yeah, I'm on
if
now.
I sprayed that Hey, look. If I sprayed that Midwest Tech engine, boy, you would know it. I didn't spray it. Jamie ain't never had no jump.
Watch out your face.
Show line, Midwest engine tape. I ain't never had no jump. I ain't had them alley pod motors built. Now I was making 560 back then.
Jamie, you didn't want to run media, and I tried to run you. You told me I had a race car. I said, Jamie, you got to go up the ladder now. I'm going to try you about that. You tell me now.
And you're 100% right. I went and grabbed somebody else.
Hey, Jaden, that OT type ran pretty good.
Huh?
That Regal of yours ran good.
That was a Midwest
yeah,
engine tech, 406. That was a 406.
That's
my block.
Yeah, that's my
Hey, you know what? And you older guys, you guys know this here. They said I sprayed them because it smoked on one side. The reason why it smoked on one side, the header bolt, if I take the bolt out, water come right out of it. I need header gaskets on it. And it seeped right down in the exhaust. That's what it was. The only time I sprayed that car, and I ain't get a chance to, and that was Jeff from Ground and Pound on 130. That was the first time, would have been the first time I sprayed it. Me and Skin, we always ran on balls.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's my confession. You know I don't be on here all the time. Huh?
You know what else?
You couldn't
back
whoop that
day?
Car, by the way. You couldn't whoop that car back in the day.
People talk about money back now. The money aspect back in the day, that was millionaires back then we raced against. But those millionaires, they came down to the money that we had. Just to run
But I wasn't no millionaire. I wasn't. But see, the thing was, I wasn't a millionaire. I was always. My old man taught me.
I'm
telling you my logic.
They didn't turn us down. They wanted to run us.
Oh,
they don't care what the money was. They wanted to run. Period. They didn't say, "Man, I ain't gonna do that much."
Hey, look.
On the flip side of that, though, was it a gap between the millionaire on what he spent on his car and what the next average race spent on their car?
Joking game, I swear I've been a great before out there.
I know that. My Uncle Nick gave Jimmy 20 and a break on Doty. I was there that night. He gave 20 and a break.
Man, them niggas had 500 QVS motors and shit. Big motors.
It wasn't no turning nothing down. That's all I'm saying, Von. Did nothing get turned down. Once we met at them shops on all their corners, the race was going to happen. Something was going down, period. It wasn't no all that personal arguing and all that stuff. Man, we raced.
We had fun. But thank God my father is who he is, and I always was ahead of the game. Hey, I raised Nate and them. I raised Nate and them down on 39th. I had a 73 Monte Carlo factory, red with a white top, with a 454 and a 400, quiet as a church mouse, killing them. I ran Roni with the blue Monte Carlo that was with Y-Bug, killed him. So I always was ahead in advance because of who my father is. That's what
remember
I
Lil Larry? Right, Lil Larry's riding with that Corvette, goddamn.
Yes, he was. Yes,
he
was.
Hey,
we can go back further than that. We can go to Kevin Irby.
Yeah.
And then we can go back when Tommy Knight used to work at the bread factory. We was on 39th Street.
Yeah.
Him and Monkey Man used to race every night. He whooped Monkey Man out of so much money, he drove that car uncapped on the expressway.
Monkey Man.
See, the Jitterbugs, they don't know all that good fun we had.
Me and Tommy Knight had the greatest I've ever had in my life. Me and Tommy Knight.
Man, we'd be out all night till the morning almost.
Yes, sir.
The next day, yeah.
It was just a different era. Y'all had a million race cars with no. I wouldn't say no tuners, but I'm saying no chassis, man, no tuners. It seemed like majority of the work was in-house.
What we had.
Yeah, work what y'all had. Like that. Yeah.
We work what we had.
Hey, on a good day.
Look,
it's on
been
a good night, you see 3 or 4 races going on at the same time all over the damn city.
That's right.
Well, Vaughn, you got to look at it like this, Vaughn. The cars wasn't going as fast back in the day like they are today.
Nah, they weren't going as fast. But I agree with a lot of stuff y'all say. Like, I feel as though it was more fun, but
it was.
Give me any time, Joe, and Chick asked me to come over tonight, so I'm going racing. Right? Come over tonight. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Racing was fun. Hey, I used to love sitting in goddamn it, John Garage all Thursday. Then he'll put the car up at my grandma's house, and I'll make sure as soon as I get out of school on Friday, I'm watching my Uncle Nick, whatever car he racing that week.
Yeah.
And he didn't care about racing nobody because he didn't know how fast he was. They didn't know how fast they was.
Well, that cats didn't go to the track. A lot of cats didn't go to the track. They just did what they did and went racing.
Yeah, it's just like if you felt it, oh, it felt good that night, or you might sneak over on Dodie on the Wednesday.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, not by the seat of the pants.
Yes, it was.
Yes,
sir.
All
you yes it was. That kid Hook and Lee, that kid probably was doing a 170. money, your mic is up.
Manolito.
You say you sneak over there on Dodie. Sometimes you didn't get the Dodie. You get out there in the alley and hit that motherfucker and throw some bleach down. And if it hooked, you gone.
Hey, you got my Uncle Nick and John right now. My grandma was the reason that they put speed bumps in our alley because my Uncle Nick kept race cars over there. We was the first alley in the neighborhood that had speed bumps in it.
Damn. I heard Skin on here earlier threatening Nod and me with that motherfucking, with that damn Kamala Harris. You're going to get your shot, Skin.
Ooh.
But Skin talk about how he whooped her. Skin didn't mention that motherfucking Blue Cutlass on 59th Street
when he
tore up out of there and Fred sucked his ass up over there on 59th for that blue and white Trans Am.
In other words, he
only
said
this
side of the store.
When they lose.
He only said
like
this side of the store.
They forget like a motherfucker when they lose, but they remember everything when they win.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey.
Get on his ass, Monk.
That's the truth, motherfucker.
Hey, I keep hearing they talking about the cars wasn't as fast. So you mean to tell me nine and 8 second cars ain't fast today?
Not really.
A 9 and 8 second car gets you paid on the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A 9 or 8 second car gets you paid at the track if you politic it correctly.
Yeah. It's just the difference is they coming from the factory running like that. And y'all was running like that with $1 million worth of modifications.
Right, and today a motherfucker put a couple underdrive pulleys on and do that. Yeah.
Man, we was going to the junkyard getting that junk, man. Stop it.
Sam, but I'm going to tell you one thing that stopped drag racing. That fucking time ticket.
Yep.
When you got a time on your car,
I always say
and
that
you heard, y'all you heard about what somebody else was running, you didn't even have to see them running. You just had to hear.
It was only a chosen few that was going to the track, getting a ticket on their car. Every 80% of the drag racing, of the grudge racing world was testing their cars in them alleys and on State Street or something like that. They wasn't going to know that damn track to test their damn car.
Mm-hmm.
So all all you knew is you felt as though you had more than the next man, so you was going to try him. Like, man, he ain't got nothing.
Yep.
I'm going to try him. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
oh, he got
hey,
a, I got a big block, 55 in here, and he got a small block, so I'm going to do this. That's just like what that car my Uncle Nick gave Jimmy 20 cars with. Man, we brought that car from somebody already built. As soon as we came from over there, his assumption was, oh, man, we fastened to Jimmy. We going to get Jimmy 20 cars. And
what
gave him
20
cars on dope. Yeah,
Nova? Which one?
He had that 72 Nova, that ratified Nova with the big
ratified,
tires on it.
Right. Yeah, it had about 6 headlights on that truck. Why you had all them headlights on the front of that car?
Because we brought it from it was a show car, and dude that had it was taking this show, and he brought it from that guy, and he had turnarounds on it. He took the turnarounds up off of it and started racing.
Hey, you don't remember, we used to be little though. We used to come around y'all house all the time.
And I remember what you think
time.
I know. What do you think I remember you from
I
when
remember
I was
you
growing up?
Yeah,
I come all y'all when I was.
Yeah.
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 I remember when I was a shorty when trans brakes come out, and I didn't even know what the hell that noise was.
Oh, man.
No bullshit. Everybody, ain't nobody had no damn trans brakes. Big Ray and Deacon and them had a trans brake and they know it was. And they hit the trans brake on Doty, and I ain't know what. I'm like, what the fuck was that sound? We ain't know what happened. All we know was they took 2-3 cars like it wasn't nothing. That's all we knew. We ain't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But two of them motherfucking small blocks and got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yes, sir.
That meant something then. Oh, small block to a big block. Y'all can give a spot. That shit don't mean nothing.
It was a long back then.
Hey, Gerald and Vaughn and everybody else, I'm just curious. This is just a question. What qualifies... Is it a such thing as something that you know for sure that qualifies you to get a spot now? Is it a such thing?
That qualifies you?
Let me give you an example. Like back in the day, when you had steel heads and then somebody else had aluminum heads, oh, it was like automatic.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, he's getting the spot. Is it a such thing like that now? I know all these cars so fast, and y'all say these big blocks, small blocks, blah, 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 even a stock suspension, and it could be a full chassis car. Is it a such thing as somebody, you just supposed to get a spot? Is there a such thing anymore?
No.
I don't think it's much left for that.
Not really.
I don't think it's much left for that.
No. Not really.
Even on a motor car. And I'm a motor car, but not even a motor car. You can't really give them nothing. That's not really
my fault. No. Now, their attitude is wrong what you brought. That's what their attitude is.
If we got two cars at the track, and I'm looking at one, I'm looking at the other. If you got an all fiberglass big block car, and I got a fucking all steel small block car, I think that should qualify me to get something.
Yeah, that's if he want to give it to you.
It's the way he asked the question, though.
I know. But if that guy want to give it to you, he'll give it to you. But if he's scared to give it to you,
we can always go off of that. It's just to say, he said to do something qualified you want to get the spot. If I come to the track and we look similar and you got a big block of spray and a fiberglass car, and I got a small block with an all steel car. You should be trying to give me something.
Yeah, you should, but they don't want to do that. They scared.
Hey Flop. Is Flop on here?
Yeah. What?
Can you answer that question for me, please?
Nope.
Hey, look, them big time cars scared to get a 10-5 car something. So they
sick because
they can
10-5 anti-social ass flop. Sorry, skin gonna go to your ass.
It's
I bet you the fuck he don't.
It's a proven. It's a proven fact. Goddamn, the tire size don't mean nothing. That's a proven fact. That's why they ain't
getting
nothing. We passed the tire size.
Hey,
that don't
so what's
mean
the argument over a 28 and a 29? Then what's the argument? Why they argue that though? If that's the case.
Well, because as far as them, it's just the barrier. When they say big tires, it's just the barrier. The 29s is over the 28, so they feel like that's the barrier, the mile-per-hour barrier, however they want to look at it. That's it right there. That's the barrier. That's the biggest. That's what we've been told is a big. After you get out of 28, you're in a different league. So that's where everybody look at. If you ain't got no 28, you ain't got no small tires.
Yeah, but the width, the width is just as important as the tie size. You know, if you got more than 14 inches on,
why is the width that's important when you can take a rim and scratch a goddamn a 1000, but you can't take no rim and scratch no 28 to a 29.
True.
You gonna get more mile power with 29 anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. It's like the width ain't as important because you can have a guy with a 10-inch wheel, and you can have a guy with a 10-inch wheel and have a guy with a goddamn 12-inch wheel. So what the fuck you gonna talk about a width with me for?
Because the motherfuckers out there is running 14 inches wide, you only running 10-5 wide. Yeah, he gonna hook harder than you, for sure. He gonna hook harder than you.
Avon, I don't want y'all to go away from my question. Do anybody else want to answer that? I'm real curious.
Go ahead, move on. Let somebody else answer.
Shannon. Anybody want to answer that?
The back tire or the brake. The only spot left is the back tire or the brake. There ain't no more spots other than that. That's about all that's left.
No. Hey, Gerald. No, and I want y'all to tell me, is it a such thing as automatic that you should, without a question, you should be able to get a spot?
No. No, it's not a such thing automatically, no.
No, so do you think a car with furniture and a car without furniture should get a spot?
Nope. Can't care that.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Vaughn, you my man. I'm just asking. I ain't joking. I'm just asking because some people be sensitive. You and Silver Surfer, here's a car, exhaust out the back, all furniture. How is that justified with you? I didn't understand it. I just want to know. I'm out
because
the game.
If you know anything about cars and you look at Silver Surfer and you look at Grandson, we're not in the same league. I should have been asking him for a spot. That's for one. The tailpipes don't stop nothing when we're going up under the car. Now, when you talk about a this year Mustang against this year Oldsmobile Cutlass G-Body, then you talking about he should have been giving me a spot. But I didn't care, so I was going to run. But he should have been giving me a spot if we talk about what we talking about. If by law, should have been giving me a spot.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I got an all-steel, all-glass G-Body. He got a goddamn Mustang.
Right.
What would determine him being 400, 500 pounds lighter, what the fuck the tailpipes going to do against
that.
My motherfucking header?
I get that. But check this out. When these days, the way this stuff is set up, man, it's a rough game. And it's a rough game because it's just like school. We all in eighth grade. Vaughn, you get straight A's all day long. I get B's. Shannon get F's and shit. But we still in the same class. We still in the same class.
Yeah, but you just got to look at it because it's all still all glass G bodies that sit just like Grandson in the city that wouldn't race me. So you can't go off of just that. You know what I'm saying? We sit exactly the same. We all steel, we all glass, we got
big blocks with conventional heads. That don't mean that everybody gonna sit down next to you sitting like that.
Right.
No.
Right.
Right. That ain't supposed to. That
don't
mean that they're supposed to race each other. Is what you saying, Vaughn? You saying that don't mean they're supposed to race each other. Right.
But
I'm saying, I'll what I'm saying. I'm saying, is it a such thing? Like back in the day, is it a such thing as? Oh man, you got some of these stock suspension cars that'll run out a full chassis car life. So I'm saying, is it a such thing as an automatic that you just supposed to get a spot? Like Gerald said, he on the motor.
Nope.
Don't get a spot no more. Is that what y'all saying? That's all I'm asking. It one thing that y'all can tell me that you're supposed to get a spot for?
Spanish, back in the
you
day,
you're supposed to get a spot from a motherfucker that you know faster than you did. If that's the case.
There you go.
Exactly.
Hey,
Vaughn.
There you go.
Hey,
Vaughn,
Jamie,
if he know, of course you know, yeah. But if you don't know nothing about the car, how you gonna gauge that? What's the gauge?
Because these days, 99% they know they man and where they came from and who they ran.
Hey, Jamie, look, we was running conventional blocks. See, we wasn't running aftermarket blocks and all that shit like they was doing when they started doing that. We was running conventional blocks.
No, I just had cubic inch. I had cubic inch.
Okay.
I always had cubic inch.
Okay, how big was your cubic inch?
I had a 4.8 and a 4.6.
That's what I'm saying.
Was in that Regal.
Okay, but look, when they started getting the conventional blocks in, motherfuckers started going small blocks, 455, 454 small blocks and shit, you know?
Right, that's when
them
they
big
came out
sound
with,
like,
with the cannon valve and all of that.
Yeah, those small blocks sound like big blocks.
Stuff. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Then they started putting them on the street. That changed a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
the Dragon had some big small blocks. Gee, I heard them up from.
Ginormous.
I'm like, shit.
Look at what's that boy, back then, Bobby D, he can go 990s through the muffler with that black Z.
Look, then they came
that's
out the SB2 motor.
Yeah.
Motherfucker run the SB2 motor, too.
Gaglione had one, boy, a choker.
Yeah.
Choke was
choked in that vet. You remember that black vet he
had? Yes, sir.
He choked
Gaglione, bro. Yes, sir.
Man, he wounded their ass in Orlando.
Yeah, he did.
And I saw the kind
that
of shot.
That's the street car shootout.
Right. I saw the kind of shot. When he had SB2 mode in that motherfucker. With Sprint.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yeah,
see,
those were supposed to be rear Morrison small blocks.
Yeah, then guess who started coming on the street? Bill Reed was on the street with that goddamn impact.
Yep.
Pro stock. Running pro stock shit,
hey, Russ,
man. Come on.
Mic is open.
Yeah. Okay, so my question is this. Y'all trying to tell me a guy got a G-body, stock suspension, all steel, full interior, with an 18-degree or a 15-degree small block on nitrous,
mm-hmm.
and the other guy got a big block on motor, all steel, full interior, stock suspension, that he don't deserve a spot?
Hell no, you got to think about what that car is on the motor. Man, that you just
well,
said
well,
a big
well,
block on
I mean,
the motor. That's
all,
that's, a broad, that's a wide range.
I said conventional head.
You can't look inside of them. I mean, you can't
hey,
look inside
hey,
of the head.
Hey, Ruff, that's a wide range. That motherfucker can have a pro stock conventional
yeah.
head motor.
Okay, well, you can have a $100,000 434. I don't know.
Man, you can, but we said, is that by law he should get a spot? No, it's not
by
law he should get a spot.
Hey, that small block you got might have two, three kits on it. But I'm going to run on motorcycles.
Hey, Ruff. Hey, Ruff. You understand what you're saying is steady proving what I'm saying. That means that still by law, the motherfucker on motor shouldn't get no spot. That ain't law. He should get a spot. It's not law.
There you go.
Why not?
It's not law.
Why not? It's not law, man. That motherfucker can have a goddamn a fucking 1500 horsepower spot. I mean, big block on motor.
Yeah.
With a fucking with a goddamn with some fucking work, this motherfucker could have been cut to death. He can have a 2400 pound. He can have a 2400 pound G body.
I said all still. They both the cars the same. I'm just saying one is a big block conventional head. And the other one is a nitrous, small block, 15-degree head
motor.
That's what I'm saying.
And what I'm saying
all
is
boils down
that,
to
nitrous, that nitrous car is not obligated by law to get him no spot. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying by law. I'm just saying, do you think he should get one?
I would have
to see them two cars before I can determine that.
There you go.
Oh, what you mean, see him? I don't understand what you mean by see him.
What if he don't pop no hood?
Man, shit. It's a big ass. Do you see that all motor class down south?
Listen,
yeah.
Hey, Ron, I'm gonna pop the hood on it. I'm gonna show you. It's a all steel. It's a steel headed big block with one carburetor on it. And
you said steel headed.
I don't want to know what you got up
on. You said steel headed.
So you trying to tell me?
You said steel conventional head?
Yeah, steel conventional head big block. The car all steel, full interior, with a steel head on it, conventional.
But see, that's what I'm saying. That's too many reverberations. What if the small block a weak ass 350?
Come on, Bob, man, what's wrong with you, man?
I'm saying, bro, I race a lot of cars. What if this small block is a 350
man.
With a 300 kit? I don't
know.
I said,
if you can put an 18-degree head, a 15-degree head,
my answer is, listen, when I get done, listen, once you get done and listen to what I'm answering, my answer is no. He don't owe him nothing just off GP. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm going with. He don't owe him nothing. Just off GP, he don't owe him nothing.
That's true. That's
you,
true. He don't.
You got to go into. I'm not
that's
saying
like,
owe him nothing, but I'm saying, do you think that's a fair
hey,
rate?
Hey,
that's
hey,
all I'm asking.
Hey, listen, though, Ruff. Me and your car set up the same. Do I owe you something with grandson against your red car?
Yeah, because you've been all on YouTube and all that shit. So, yeah.
YouTube don't make me
that's
no faster.
The car.
YouTube just showed my hand. It don't make me no faster.
Hey,
what I'm saying is.
Hey, just by you being a celebrity, I want a spot. Shit.
No, you said you want a spot. I'm saying that your car ain't your car. My car ain't my car. Them two cars end up at the track. Do I owe you a spot?
Not really, no.
Okay, no.
We talking about two similar cars. I'm talking about small block and big block. That's what I'm talking about.
I just don't feel as though that small block owe you nothing just because he's friends. But
Hey, Vaughn.
Huh?
What? I asked you that question. What was your example that you supposed to get a spot? What was the example you gave?
Man, I said if he show up at the track and he got an all steel, all glass car and I got a fiberglass car with nitrous, then hell no.
Then you supposed to get a spot.
Yeah, if I got a fiberglass car on nitrous and you got an all steel car on motor, I should be trying to give you something.
Okay, Fat Kevin,
that makes
come
sense.
On with it.
That makes sense.
Hey, y'all! I wish a motherfucker would let me spray a small block. Ain't got a big block. Come make a run. That's like me having a gun and you don't. Come on with it.
Hello.
Motherfucker would.
Hey, Kevin.
I wish a motherfucker would let me blow on their dump.
What if you got a big block? What if you got one of them 592s in that block?
I don't give a fuck what you got. Let me get a small block and you let me spray you on the motor. I wish a motherfucker would. I'm going to say it one more time.
Hey, okay.
He just said, listen, he just said a full interior G-body car, and I got a full, both of us got the same bodies, but one got a big block and one got a small block. The small block spraying a big block on motor. I wish a motherfucker would. I said let the big block take off first, to tell you the truth.
You mean to tell me I can't have a motherfucking 13, 12, 50.
I want to see you. Look, hey, Von, I hear exactly what you said, but I want to see you put 1,500 horsepower with a stock suspension small block. You going to spend that. Man, I wish you, like I said, I wish you would. That bitch ain't going to hook. That bitch ain't going to. You going to spend through the whole motherfucking pool.
Both of us got stock.
I understand that. Hey,
you gonna send Mo shock through them tires trying to spray the motherfucker. Then I'm gonna take off 1,500
horsepower. Hey, a 1,500 horsepower motor gonna have more torque than a small block spraying. Von, you know that.
That's true.
Man,
you can have a
fucking 900 horsepower.
You want to turn that big block. You got to put the converter so tight in that big block. By the time you get to running, I'm going to be gone like a motherfucker. I got two kids on too. Man, I'm going to go 190 on your motherfucking ass. I want to see that big block come around that motherfucker.
Damn.
No.
190.
No. 190 plus. Yeah, then.
But what we saying is the question though, Fat Kevin, is you supposed to get that big block a spot by law?
But it depends on the individual, Von. It depends on
No, motherfucker, we asking the question. We just told you what you got and what he got. Is you supposed
but
to
I
get
just
him a
I just
spot?
Said it. You didn't agree with what I just said. I said I wish I'm gonna say it again. I wish the motherfucker would let me blow a small block. I ain't gonna say me, but just a decent small block against
a good,
let me finish.
Yeah.
The big block then can take off first, tell you the truth.
You feel like he should get a spot then. You're supposed to give him a spot, Kevin.
You're supposed to give him a spot. By law,
you're supposed to give him a spot.
Big block should be getting a spot from a small block spring.
The question is, what you going to give him? That's the question.
I said the break. I have to get a break.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's good. The break, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, numbers don't really mean that. I don't want to have a small block can run 850 on motor. You know what I'm saying? A lot of big blocks don't run no 850 on motor, but a lot of them do though.
It depends on what you get. I had a small block Camaro.
That bitch can run 850 on motor.
Hey, but it's that wasn't no average small block. What I'm saying is,
it was a big cube against small block, but true and all. And it was a light cop, but the cop
could
go 850 on motor.
You got damn right. There's a lot of these small blocks.
That's why I say
it's a lot of these small blocks that live.
Exactly.
And I take it away from their ass.
But see, y'all should have answered the question like this. This is how the question should have been presented. It should have been, we got two of the exact same G-bodies with the exact same weight, the exact same suspension, exact same everything, but one got a big block on motor and one got a small block on nitrous. That's how the question should have been presented.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but still, even if you would have asked it that way, you could never say what that motherfucking big block was making on motor and what that small block was making on nitrous. We never said
Okay, if the big block making 1,500 on motor, and it just, you know what, it just depends on the individual, man, because a lot of motherfuckers know how to do that shit,
right.
A lot of them don't.
If I got a big block making 1,400 on motor and you got a small block making 900 and you spraying 600, you going to need a tuner, and I ain't.
Yeah, you're about right, Vaughn. You're about right.
Vic, your line is open, Vic, 9726.
Can anybody tell me what wins the race?
Heart,
Hart who get that first?
No, Hart ain't got nothing to do with it.
Hart got anything in the world to do with it. Because the motherfucker be scared as a hoe in church. Ain't going to do bust good by
Kevin,
the
Kevin. Hart ain't got nothing to do with it. What wins a race?
Hey, listen. I'm going to tell you right now. A lot of niggas aren't racing now because they ain't got no heart. That's why the motherfucker ain't racing right now because they ain't got no heart.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. What wins a race?
Shit. He said, kid, they said either you said ET reaction time or mouth power. That's what he
said. All right, then. ET wins a motherfucking race.
I don't give a fuck whether you got hard or not. We might ask a question, but we don't break it down.
If you don't cut
ET wins a race. I don't give a fuck whether you got hard or not. ET wins a race.
But if you don't cut no life doing with an ET, he running mouth power, he going to run you down.
Yeah, Kevin.
Or if we got the same ET and I leave your ass sitting there, got them reaction time won that race.
You motherfucking right. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, reaction time wins. For sure.
We might got the cars the same. One car might be a little faster and a slow car move, the other car move before you ain't going to catch them.
You goddamn right. If that motherfucker moved before you,
man, guess I'm going hamburger hot dog.
You goddamn right. You'll be catching his ass right at the strike. Talk about something. If I had another 100 feet, that's what you're going to be saying if I had another 100 feet.
If I was 200 pounds lighter, if my mama had a dick, she'd be my daddy.
Mm-hmm. If the dog hadn't stopped the shit, he'd have caught the rabbit.
Yeah, that too. Somebody
yeah,
sleep.
Somebody is sleep. That's
somebody
sleep.
Doing that, they gonna get fucked up right there. Doing that right, sleeping on that land.
Oh,
get
man.
They gonna get drugged.
That's that same fat motherfucker that shoot that shit every week.
Let me ask y'all this question. I know back in the day, guys with Pontiac Buicks and O's, they always, by law, thought they should get a spot. Does that still stand?
Yeah, exactly. You're right. No, because the motherfucker, like Didi straightened the motherfucker right out.
Yep, Didi showed it.
He was straightening the motherfucker right up, but just Shaggy Wood too. Shaggy had a badass Pontiac. I hate to say names,
but
Shaggy had a badass Pontiac, bad motherfucker to the bone.
Hey, don't forget.
I ain't gonna lie. I chased that motherfucker and I said, shit, that motherfucker got to be spraying that motherfucker. He run too fast.
But one thing back in the day with y'all, a motherfucker can spray, goddamn it, and not know it. You ain't finna spray now, and the motherfucker don't know it.
Oh, hell, you crazy, Avon. You a goddamn lie.
I don't think so.
Well, motherfucker slick with it.
I was just about to say, if you don't smell it and look at the car or touch a fucking solenoid afterwards, I don't think a motherfucker get away with spraying on
man,
you.
Man, Avon, motherfuckers, back in the day, the motherfuckers had the money like they got now. Motherfuckers could pay to have that nitrous. So, man, I hate it. I ain't going to mention nobody's name. This motherfucker had nitrous on all areas, through the whole show. And the motherfucker never even knew it.
But that's, like you said, though, that was back in the day.
But now, it's doing that. Hey, listen, the money is more plentiful now than it was back then. So, shit, it's good. You know, technology, and just like, and motherfuckers didn't have no, like, they got under the take falls now. Motherfuckers didn't have that shit too much back then in the days.
Right. Hey, Kev, hey, you just said something. You said money is more plentiful now than it was back then.
Well, then hold on. Let me say this, and I'm gonna shut up. Technology is more, is way more advanced now than it was back then. Very few people had a rocket block 18 degree heads back in the days, and everybody got that shit now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Why was it more racing back then than it is now?
Because I guess motherfuckers was just better than twos and twos. You know what I'm saying? Now motherfuckers want to run for 5 and 6 thousand. Back then, I'm going to run for 5, 6, 7, 800, and they was happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, shit, if you keep winning, goddammit, that night, we racing 3, 4 times a night.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
man.
For sure. But like I say, hell, yeah, for sure.
Y'all wasn't trying to break a nigga neck back then, though, man. It very clearly y'all was trying to break a nigga neck back then.
But look, the twos and fews add up when you're getting 3-4 races a night.
Yeah, so it depends on the events. Like the west side. The west side comes to the south side. Man,
yep.
These people trying to go back to back, back to back. But
yep.
I don't want to just say the west side because it was some south side that steady was trying to go. You know what I'm saying? Win or lose, they steady want to go.
I look at that shit different now. The motherfucking west side, the west side, I know they better not come outside without no goddamn...
Vaughn, you're being disrespectful,
Kevin.
Vaughn.
Yep. Give me two or three people on skin level. Don't keep bringing up skin names. Give me two or three
Vaughn, you got to give credit where credit is due. Shawty, he didn't have a lot of fun,
I'm
man.
What I'm saying, man, I'm giving credit where credit is due. But what I'm saying, give me more. Like we got Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and fucking Larry
Bird. Hey, Vaughn, you got a trophy coming for 2022, so shut the fuck up, nigga.
No, listen to what I'm saying.
No, you don't got nothing else to say, man. You got they had a race show, Vaughn. If I got a bad trophy, I'm gonna make sure you got one or two.
Name me a few more names that was doing what Skin was doing. That's all I'm saying. Just a few more.
You mean race?
Brandon, what's that brand? Mr. B dragging them. They was doing that shit back to back, man. The people was running, man.
Yeah.
But like you know, what I'm saying? A lot of times, listen. Let me say this. A lot of times people didn't know they was racing. They'd be racing at 5 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning.
You're right. We was cool until you put Mr. B in the same conversation with Ken.
Hey Vaughn, don't start no
beef. You're disrespectful.
Hey Vaughn, we're not gonna argue on the talk show, Vaughn. We're not gonna do that today. We're not gonna do that.
Hey Sharon, we always racing back to back then. A lot of us racing back to back.
Man, Shaky and them used to race back to back.
Back
to back, for real.
Shit, we was racing back to back some nights.
Hey, Vaughn, your Uncle Nick gave me 10 the bus on Dory before.
Did he catch you?
Man, he asked him when you talk to him. I beat him by 10, I think. And guess what he did? He let me spray a small block. He running on a motor.
Well, he living through me. You got the same 10 again.
Oh, man.
I bet I want it. Hey, Vaughn, you're not going to break our peace treaty. Don't even start this bullshit, all right?
Oh, man, not the peace treaty.
I'm just fucking with y'all because I know I can say Fat Kevin, I can say John, I can say Bobby that passed, I can say Ray. I'm just trying to get y'all to name some more names besides Skin. We know what Skin did.
Hey Vaughn, I just said you got a trophy coming for 2 years in a row. You got a trophy coming, Vaughn. So if I got the bounce, you got them coming.
Yeah, that's
hey
all
Kevin,
I'm
what
saying.
Car did you have when you ran Nick?
I had a blue 79 Monte Carlo. And
yeah,
Nick had a Nova, like
a 70 Nova.
And
then Fat Kevin was driving motherfucking Jack Rabbit out of Vegas that my Uncle Nick had, too. He was driving that,
man,
too.
I better consider that more. Man, Skin drove that Vega and fucked somebody up on the Skyway for a bankroll.
Fat Kevin
driving
that motherfucker for us. He was sitting, don't you know how the crowds be at the circus spinning them little cars.
Hey, Vaughn, I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to lie. I feel like a gorilla on a skateboard driving to Las Vegas. That little Vega, I don't know what kind of motor he had in there, but that shit can ride, boy.
Yeah.
You right, though.
Chief Vaughn, you been in the game a long motherfucking time, dude. I ain't gonna lie. You been in the game a long time.
Man, that's the only little motherfucker that wasn't really involved don't remember.
Yeah, but you right. A lot of like people do shit on the west side. We don't know a lot of stuff on the west side. What's going on the west side? We don't know a lot of stuff going on the south side. A lot of people don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know he needs to stop coming on here bad mouthing Mr. B.
Sure man. Do, Vaughn. We're gonna jump on Vaughn, we're gonna jump on you about that. Leave Mr. B alone, man.
Man, Mr. B self check, man. As long as he leave me alone, man, he'll be all right.
But hey, it's just competition, man. It's gonna be competition, that's all it is.
Man, it's competition, but you got to think about it. I'm living the life that Mr. B wanted. That's all I'm saying.
Big Sham muted, Mike. He disrespected Mr. B again.
Muted Mike, huh?
Shit.
Yeah,
them motherfuckers laughing.
Who 4199-708? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Lynn.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Can I get your autograph?
Oh,
hey,
man.
Man, you know what? I'm gonna say one name that don't get enough credit in the streets, man, for street racing. Some people might not agree with it, but Black Sam don't really get enough credit, man. Sam with the Cadillac don't really get enough credit for street racing, man. That man was going. I remember it was a
That's
time
why we that when we had them race party. That's when we man had a race party, everybody get their recognition.
Hey, Fonz saved him with that Monte Carlo. I was on the 130. Fonz told him to pay it off. He said, "You can't whoop that man. Pay him off." He was mad.
Yeah. I had nobody street racing but Camp 18 and man, whoever that is, that goddamn man.
He all right.
Good God Almighty, go on you.
What year was that, Camper?
That was about 2015, 16. Man, it wasn't nobody going but Camp 18 and Set on Kill, man. That was it, boy. I'm talking about
Was that Bump year? That was the year Bump went crazy.
Yeah. Then if you bring it closer, because I didn't bring my car out till like 2017. It was like 2 years before that. Yeah, man, skinning those niggas racing like every single night in the summertime. Seemed like for 2 months straight the niggas race every single night. Non-stop,
but that was because that was some shit between Shorty and them that was brewing for 20 years. That wasn't because it wasn't no new. That's the shit that's been going on.
Oh, man, not the family
like
feud.
Something that a lot of people don't look at, Sam and Jimmy was the first ones. I don't care. This big wheel shit, Sam and Jimmy was the original first ones to run on big wheels. They wasn't big
no,
as they
no,
are now, but they yeah, they was. Back in the day,
no,
they was running
no,
on
they
the
not.
20s back
all
in the day. Yeah, they was.
No, they wasn't. Paul Wall and what's his name?
Who?
That
was running
cool.
Way before them,
Sunday,
there,
man.
No, they
who
was running that way
Pooh
before that.
Monte Carlo.
Who?
Yeah,
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Who
and Monte Carlo?
Yeah, Jimmy
Monte
has big ass tires in that car.
Jimmy
it?
And Sam had Monte Carlos with 20s on them.
Yeah, I remember the Monte Carlo. I remember the Monte Carlo because he sold the Monte Carlo to the young boy that had the LS in it with the nitro. But that wasn't that was after.
No, it did not have no LS.
No. Hey, Big Shane, you on the show right now, man? Can you please get him the history, man?
That I remember. He was like one of the first ones that I seen that was racing a lot with wheels on his car at first. And then Paul Wall, he came after. He had that Grand Prix. That was after, though. Who had
who
that orange Monte Carlo? Huh?
Who you said was first? You said who you saw was
it
first?
It was Pooh. Pooh had that orange Monte Carlo. He bought it.
Yeah,
he bought it. He bought it from Danny.
Yeah.
He bought the car from Danny. Danny had that Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
And he bought it from
him. I'm gonna go back.
Yo,
what Kevin is?
All right.
Hey
man.
Hey
Sam, I forgot
him,
about that.
Can you tell him?
I whooped that Monte Carlo.
Huh?
Can you tell him when they should be running on 30 and rolls?
Man, that was Little Larry Donnell. Donnell had a blue Chevy. Little Larry had a motherfucking 9-8 boy. Them pumps were going there with them 130s and Volvo, goddamn.
All day and every day. But I remember that pretty banana Monte Carlo. I whooped that. Remember that, Kevin?
Nah, man, you, I think you did whoop Danny. You whooped Danny, did you? Or you whooped me?
Oh, yeah, I did. I did. Not you think. I did. That was a pretty car. And it had wheels
car.
On
that was a regular ass car. They had regular, they had billets on it. I think it had billets on that thing.
Yeah, it had billets on it. Sure did. That was a pretty car.
Jamie, you ain't never got in the bed, Jamie. I don't blow your motherfucking ass.
No,
up,
it's always.
In fact, Kevin, my Uncle Nick told me to tell you, too. When you won that race, don't forget his gas lines blew off and he stopped.
Man,
like
tell him if my dad, tell him if I was my mama, if I was my mama, I, you know, talking about, you know, this, I ain't gonna even say the rest. But anyway, Jamie, what you say? What you say, Jamie?
I ain't get around to get to you.
Hey, Jamie, I was bored.
I ain't get around to get
the,
to you.
Out the frame, nigga, with that slow motion.
Hey, that's what you thought.
Hey Jamie, I had a Photo Malibu and probably in the 90s. Nigga, I would have killed your motherfucking ass. I had a 4.6 in.
I don't think so. The world.
Hey Jamie,
would
I had
know.
A photo. Hey, I can look. I can run 13-0, Jamie, back then.
Hey, the world.
Wait,
would
hey,
never
what
know.
None of y'all forget? What none of
hey,
y'all
Kevin,
fuck with
what
my
about
homie?
That photo boot. Was it the cousin
yeah,
of boot that Allen had? That black cop.
Huh? Allen had a photo Malibu, man. We used to be racing Irby and all of them back in the days.
Yeah, but that boy had a big ass small block in that motherfucker. It was big.
It was a 4.06. A 4.06. Had a 4.06, man.
He had that block.
And man, listen.
Hey, Kevin,
how much in your pocket
Bobby,
right
man?
Now? I'm gonna bet you.
What about Bobby, Kevin? What about Bobby?
What you talking about, Bobby McGee?
Nah, man, Black Bobby, the dad from Kansas. Black Bobby with the drop top Malibu and other cars.
Oh, he had a big block in that car. He got that shit right.
Hey, Kevin, you talking about Dre that had that Malibu that Bobby was driving?
Yeah,
that blue
from the west side.
That blue convertible, a 69 convertible boot.
Man, he had a 502 in that motor in that car.
Okay,
and
the whole
racing world was scared of that motherfucker drop top on Doty. Didn't nobody want to race that car?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you who don't get enough credit either as a veteran in the game, man. And it's gonna be a name that's gonna shock a lot of cats. But old Richie Rich, man. Y'all remember Richie Rich?
Yeah.
Man, that was garbage. That was garbage. He had garbage. That was garbage.
I love
Man, Richie Rich was a baby. He a baby.
That was garbage. He was a garbage
boy,
man. That was a garbage
boy,
man.
Boy, y'all rough, man.
The names we name it, and Richie Rich, he a baby. The names we name, he a baby.
He should have been a
man,
boy.
Yeah.
And still in
town. Hey,
man,
you can't say Richie Rich a baby, man.
Man, he was a baby, Jeremiah. Just like you was a baby, Jeremiah. You was out there with little Monte Carlo.
Hey, it's 230 the one had the curl with the Cadillac. The curl with the
Cadillac.
With the Cadillac.
Yeah.
And he did a lot of street racing, bro. And he had a Camaro. He had a Camaro, too.
Yeah, his buddy had a Camaro, that Burgundy 79 Camaro. What that boy's name was, his buddy, with the curl.
Red Alert beat Dude Dirty. He beat him once.
Fred, his name Fred.
Yep.
Man,
Fred.
If Red Alert won the race, that had to be in the early 80s.
Yeah.
Late '80s.
Oh,
yeah.
In the 60s.
He beat just like John. Hey, fine, just like John, right?
No, I don't
boy,
know.
Ma,
I don't
you
know
you disrespectful, boy.
Hey, Kevin.
Boy, Vaughn, no, he's disrespectful.
You.
Hey, wasn't that motor in that Monte Carlo? It was like painted red or something y'all had? Like a red motor?
A red Monte Carlo? What you said he's in?
Not a cream color one. The motor was in the car. Wasn't it red? Like painted red or something?
That motor one, shit, that one, that was a 355 in that car.
Okay. Yeah,
Somebody just texted me, and I had to really think about it, man. Nah, you got to put Richie Rich in there, man. Y'all remember that Jix 1000 that Park had? Man, Richie Rich had a Jix 1000. He was racing everybody with race cars.
He's supposed to be racing more AJMI.
Yeah.
No comparison.
Yeah, Tommy Knight blowed his ass out,
you,
too.
You got to put Richie Rich in there.
He showed it.
Man, Richie Rich ain't garbage juice, man.
Man, Richie Rich was racing
race bike one night.
Man, stop.
He was the dude with
the red bike. Watch this. If you don't amplify Richie Rich legacy, you can't amplify Skin legacy. Now I'm gonna call some real.
But they not comparing apples to oranges though.
Right, you can't.
That ain't, nigga.
You can't do that. But you know why? Because I don't care how nobody
says. Oh, my God. I can't believe he said that.
Skin is part of the root.
I said it.
He part of the root. He's not part of the flower. He part of the root.
Man, when we was racing, Richie Rich was Willie and Polo's twin.
Man. Hey, didn't he get
Skin was a little baby then.
Man.
Skin was a little baby then.
A baby then. Me and Skin raised goddamn had to bend down in the 80s. In the 80s.
Yeah, hey, when we used to hang out at the bowling alley, Skin was the
chosen one. But when I came in the game, I told Skin, I don't give a fuck. I'm not gambling on who leave first. I'm gonna bet your ass, motherfucker. I leave before you. That because everybody was scared because Skin was gonna jump their ass.
I just heard you say Skin was the chosen one. Now I'm not coming against his street legacy. His street legacy is his street legacy. Well, who came before him that he tried, that he mimicked or imitated that he tried?
I don't know. I don't know, motherfucker. Just like I know Michael Jordan won 6, Skin was the chosen one. I don't know who came before that. You got to ask some old niggas.
Well, we know who came before. Hey, we know who came before Jordan. You had cats like Dr. J. You know what I'm saying? You had cats like that to pave the way for Jordan to come through.
Hey,
I'm going to
tell
Jordan
you,
the
they not about to name nobody on
the
team.
Hey, I'm going to say, I don't know. I know y'all don't give Jerome credit for being shit, but credit Jerome used to get down back in the days.
So he did.
Jerome was a bad motherfucker back in the day.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, here's the reality of it. I put Jerome on the same level as I put a Skin. Now that's my personal opinion.
Now that shit not right though. That shit not right.
Shaky was that's what Skin got it from.
That's what I'm about to say. Shaky was the baddest motherfucker out here.
I appreciate you putting me up on that.
Twan Eggerson was having the ball back in the day.
Man, Twan Eggerson.
Well,
we're not gonna talk about that. We know why he was having the ball. He always.
Lil Larry was a bad motherfucker back in the day.
I'm talking about Tommy Knight, Monkey Man, Manuel was doing pretty damn good too.
Manuel.
Man, there's so many motherfuckers.
Not Nathan Hill.
Man, you got
shit, Nate Hill. But they weren't really no street race. They were track race. They weren't really no street race.
I'm just saying, in my generation, I'm going to go motherfucking Skin, goddamn it, as far as on some Michael Jordan shit, that Skin. And y'all
Hey, Vaughn.
Yeah.
Vonnie, Mr. B was a bad motherfucker. He was a bad motherfucker back
That's
in the day. Man, Mr. B was getting busy back in the day.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna name you two differences. Mr. B, Skin kept getting it done. Mr. B, he demoted to a peasant.
skid kept getting
come
it
on,
done.
Come on, Vaughn.
I'm just saying.
Hey, I'm muted, Mike.
Hey,
I'm muted, Mike.
Hey,
Vaughn, you was
hey,
Vaughn, you was on, you was on, you was on, you was on. Nigga, you can't come outside when Mickey beat him, bro.
Hey,
Vaughn's
on
the porch. He's gonna come out the porch.
Bill, Vernon.
Hey, Kevin.
That motherfucker was doing the same thing he doing now. Back then, he was worried about somebody else's shit when I was a baby. And now I got my own shit.
Hey, Vaughn, no. But, hey, listen. Hey, Vaughn, I'm gonna tell you like this. They used to hire Mr. B.
Hey, hold on.
I'm gonna shut up. They used to pay Mr. B to drive the car, man. Give Mr. B $500 to turn the car.
I'ma say the fact, nigga. I bought that car from Allen 18 years ago. I never seen Mr. B race his shit in 18 years.
Come on, you gonna come outside. Yeah, you was in the house, Vaughn. You was in the house.
No, how the fuck I was in the house? You sound dumb, nigga.
Vaughn, you was in the house on the porch, nigga. I used to see you. I used to ride past and check on you, man. Make sure you don't come out the porch, nigga. What's wrong with you, boy?
Hey, when you ain't never seen me come out the porch, nigga. You was on the porch.
Hey, Vaughn, this is me and you. We're not finna argue with you like DD and all that.
Hey,
I'm me and you not finna do that. Nah, period.
Argue, lie.
No, we ain't, because I'm going to hang up the phone, motherfucker. I'm going to hang the phone up, Vaughn. I don't want to argue with you.
You ain't nobody. Nigga, you ain't
nobody,
nigga. What the fuck you talking about? You ain't nobody.
Hey,
I'm telling you right now, Mr. B.A. did half of what I did. Now, if you say that to a
Vaughn, calm down, man. This, we're not going to do that, man.
Nah, it ain't no calm down. This is
hey, Vaughn, we're not
going
to do that, man. We're not going to do that, dog, for real.
Hey, listen, though. If you're going to come in here on Thursdays, get used to what we do. This is what we do on Thursdays, motherfucker.
Hey, Vaughn, well, you ain't been getting your blood pressure up on me. I'm gonna come bring you. I'm gonna give you some of that. What's the matter? Blood pressure down.
That nigga ain't never.
Hey, Vaughn, stop being a hater, Vaughn. You being a hater, man. You being a hater, Vaughn. You being a hater, Vaughn. You being a hater.
Hey, Vaughn, you being a hater, man. Hey, listen. That nigga ain't never been faster than me. Ain't never had more than me. How the fuck I'm hating, nigga? Get your fat ass out.
How you gonna measure somebody money, man? You got a tape measure gonna measure somebody money?
I didn't say nothing about no money.
You just said he had more money than you. What's wrong with you?
I didn't say no money. You was your lying ass, nigga. I said that nigga ain't
you,
never
you
been faster than me.
You just
saying
money, boy. What's wrong with you?
Fuck is wrong with you, nigga?
What you say?
You heard
you
me.
Say?
He ain't never been as fast.
You ain't.
Me.
Hey, I don't hear you. What you say? Your phone breaking up.
But look.
Let me get on this next phone. I'm gonna get another phone then, so you can hear me then.
Yeah, motherfucker breaking up. This popping through the carburetor. Yeah, I see gas
right.
All on the windshield. It's gas all on the windshield.
Yeah,
I can't hear you.
Hey, listen. Logan, y'all in the same category. We talking about another nigga shit. Y'all always win. He ain't shit compared to me. That boy a midget. He a fucking midget.
Damn, baby. Come on, Vaughn, with the bullshit, man. Come on, man.
What
the
fuck
are
you talking about? You
put
the stack
man,
where
we
she went right now. Let him
show,
drive it in, nigga.
Enjoying this show.
You said what?
The shit out. No, let that nigga pour some shit out and let him drive in since Mr. B on some. Let him pour some out and let Mr. B drive in.
Lord, how much?
Hey, Vaughn, calm down, man. Would you please, man? Damn.
No,
you got bananas on top of the refrigerator. Go eat a banana, motherfucker.
Don't talk about no calm down. You get that faggot ass nigga up here and you put that motherfucking resume against mine and show me he did more than me. That's what you do.
Hey, Vaughn, Mr. B did more than you, Vaughn.
Mr. B, hold on, listen.
Hold on, let me say something, Vaughn. I'm going to shut up. Let me say something. Vaughn, how are you?
Hey, nah, go. We ain't going to talk about age.
Hey, Vaughn, how old are you? Can you answer my question? How old are you, Vaughn?
Hey, Fat Kevin. Was I out there on Doty when you was driving?
Hey, Vaughn, yeah, I didn't say you wasn't. Yes, you was.
On,
but, Vaughn, when you weren't even, when you were able to drive,
hold
the time
on,
Mr. B was racing cars, man. What's wrong with you?
What is you talking about? That shit don't mean nothing. My first race car was in 94. So what the fuck that mean? What that mean?
Mm-hmm. Man, Vaughn, it mean a lot. Vaughn.
Hey, Fat Kevin, and what I'm going to tell you is my first race car was my car. It wasn't nobody else's shit. It was my car.
Hey, man, man. Hey, Mr. B, man, look, Mr. B had a photo of Malibu. What year was White Bug? We was at White Bug shop.
Hey, hold on. We ain't going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that. What year have Mr. B had a con in the last 17 years? Tell me that. In the last 17 years. Name me one.
Hey, Vaughn, I don't. Hey, Vaughn, I can't tell you what kind of car you had 17 years ago, so I don't know what Mr. B had 17 years ago.
You going to tell me what car he had 30 years ago, though? You going to tell me what car he had 30 years ago, though?
Hey, Vaughn, let me rephrase that. I can't name all the cars he had. Hey, Vaughn, I know good way you would have had a couple of cars, and Mr. B had a couple of cars.
Okay, then. I got $500 for anybody on this phone that can name me a car Mr. B on in the last 17 years since I've been racing. I got $500.
Damn. You said, hold on, Vaughn, we said what?
I got $500 for anybody to name me a car that Mr. B on and he raced in the last 17 years since I owned that
Mr.
car.
B, Vaughn, I don't want your money. Mr. B had a Malibu. He had a Malibu with a Buick motor in there. He had all kind of cars, Vaughn. All kind of cars.
You not listen to what I'm saying, is if you name me right now, you name me a car that Mr. B did had in the last 17 years since I had that car.
Hey, Vaughn, if you calm down, listen to what I say, you won't hear what I'm saying. He had a Malibu with a Buick motor in it, man.
You try to protect that motherfucker because y'all live the same life. You ain't no shit, nigga. Fuck you,
damn.
Shit,
Vaughn, put that in you, Kevin.
Hey, Vaughn. Calm your pussy ass down, nigga. Who you talking to?
Get him.
Lord have mercy.
What are you talking about, nigga? I'm saying facts, nigga. I'm not going off nobody's reputation because he just drove for some rich niggas. I'm talking about driving for myself, nigga.
Yeah, I can't, Vaughn. I can't never say no lies because you out trying to out talk a motherfucker. I'm going to say something. You out talking a motherfucker.
Hey, you got to get used to this shit, nigga, or back the fuck up.
Hey, Vaughn, listen, man. Don't compare me to you because you ain't. Ugh, hey, Vaughn, don't do that, dog. Please don't do that, man.
Hey, Fat Kevin.
Yeah.
You are all people. You need to sit the fuck back and leave that shit alone.
I ain't gonna never sit the fuck back. I don't give a fuck who you talking about, nigga.
No, I'm talking about you. You ain't no shit.
Hey.
He ain't no shit. And I show y'all.
Damn. Hey, boy, you ain't no shit, nigga. What you talking about?
Where you gonna race me then, motherfucker? Where you gonna race me?
Hey, Vaughn, don't do that, man. I'll overrule Mike. I had that motherfucker. You can get out with that motherfucker, with that motherfucker Game Over. Who you talking to? I had that game. What you want to do with Game Over then? What you want to do with Game Over? Who you think you talking to? Who you think you talking to, nigga? You got to break with Grandson against Grant's motherfucker Game Over, nigga. Who you think you talking to?
Lock it in, you faggot bitch. Lock it in.
Damn.
Lock it in.
Hey, Vaughn, hold on. Hey, Vaughn, listen to me, man. I ain't never called you out your name in my life, nigga. Hey, Vaughn, we ain't gonna do that name calling shit, nigga.
You ain't got like me. Fuck you, nigga. You talking.
I ain't about like
that.
I ain't never called you out your name.
Lord,
how
much?
Lock it in.
We're not gonna do that, Vaughn.
Lock it in. Lock it in. Lock it in.
Hey, Vaughn.
How about you gonna get some Game Over? Get your faggot ass out of here. Pay your bill first, bitch. You lying, motherfucker.
Damn.
Pay my bill. What bill I get?
Lord have mercy.
What bill I get, man? What bill do I get, first of all, man? What bill do I get? What bill do I
get?
What bill do I get, man?
Hey, stop playing.
Hey, Vaughn,
hold
on. Let's get this straight. What bill do I get?
But, nigga, you can never fuck with me. You drive my office, shit, nigga. You can't fuck with me, nigga.
Hey, Vaughn, what bill do I get? First of all, let's get this straight. What bill do I get?
You got this bill on your ass, bitch.
Hey, you said
this bill,
but you're not saying what bill do I get?
What you talking about, man? Watch your fucking mouth, nigga. You ain't saying shit.
Hey, Vaughn, what bill do I get?
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, watch your mouth.
Hey, Vaughn, listen, man. What bill do I get?
Hey, don't call my phone. Don't call my phone because you're trying to...
I don't even know your number,
Vaughn.
Don't
call my phone.
I don't even know your number.
Hey,
I don't know your number,
Vaughn. Hey, I'm telling you now, don't call
Vaughn,
my phone.
I don't know your number.
I'm going to tell you
don't know your number,
phone, bitch. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Hey, there you go, Vaughn. Steady calling me out my name.
Hey, I don't give a fuck what you
I ain't
say,
never in my
hey,
bro, I ain't never in my life called you out your name, bro. We've been Fat Kevin and Vaughn ever since we started, ever since 25 years ago.
Fuck you.
Okay.
You right. What the fuck are you talking about, nigga? You know what it is with me. You know exactly what it is with me.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't said shit, nigga.
Oh,
watch
man.
Your mouth.
Hey, Vaughn, you have a nice day.
Yeah, you. Hey, don't call my phone either.
We shall overcome.
talking about that nigga, the fucking America. Come on, what he gonna do against me? Nigga, you ain't never beat nobody. When the last time you beat somebody in your shit? You the same as Mr. B, nigga. Y'all beat somebody in somebody else's shit.
Lord have mercy. Avon. 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 Y'all got Vaughn heated. Hey, Vaughn.
Yeah, that nigga come with this motherfucker like he trying to protect the motherfucker. He ain't no shit, nigga. That nigga ain't safe. Fuck him. Race me, nigga. He ain't safe. Fuck
hey,
you wrong with him?
Hey, Vaughn.
All you niggas that want to talk about somebody else shit, fuck y'all. Every last one of y'all. That nigga, because he think he knows the shit, fuck that nigga. He ain't no shit. That nigga ain't did shit. His whole life. He been a professional driver his whole life, too. Fuck him and Mr. B.
Damn. Hey, Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn.
Yeah.
Hey, Vaughn, I asked you for a shirt. Can I get me a shirt, man?
Oh,
man.
You can get me the shirt you want to. I'll be passing the bitches out. Free.
3X. 3X.
How about, man? That nigga come on this bitch like he supposed to be
unbelievable.
Making or some shit. He ain't no motherfucking body, nigga. Sit your ass down where you belong, man. You ain't shit, nigga. And call off the nigga. Ask him why the fuck I said that shit to you, nigga. Fuck you. You supposed to be on my side, nigga. Fuck you.
Lord, how much?
You know what it, you know exactly what it is with me.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga. And when you call my Uncle Nick, tell him what I said, nigga. When you call my Uncle Nick, tell him what I said, nigga.
My.
I bet you think about that shit before you come on the next Thursday show, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. You got a point there.
Oh, man. Oh, man, that nigga, you hear that nigga try to come in, yap like he's standing on shit with that nigga. Fuck him, man, Mr. B. I know what the fuck them is. Them niggas are professional buckles.
Vaughn, take it easy.
Vaughn,
you know
Kevin like creature. Cabo like creature, boy. You're a handicap. You can't do that to them, man. Hey, man,
come on, Yak.
That nigga fucking butler, man.
Yeah.
See,
that go Yak. Yak getting disrespectful.
Motherfuckers is crazy as hell, man.
I love the shit out of Fat Kevin. That's my guy. I love Kevin. But when you talk about Mr. B and you know what Mr. B and Vaughn going through, stay the fuck out of him. Stay the fuck up.
You got a point there.
He not gonna never be able to bring up that nigga name to me. Ever. I don't give a fuck who Kevin think he is. And any of you niggas on this phone think y'all can bring up Mr. B name. I'ma show y'all. He not on shit, y'all not on shit. That nigga's a fucking
mm-hmm.
midget to me. That's it, that's all. He not fucking
damn.
With me.
What Mr. B do to you?
He ain't did shit to me. He can't do shit to me, nigga.
Damn, what I meant. Good God Almighty.
What goddamn.
Good Lord.
Man,
that
we need
fucking nigga a fucking mine.
Man, what flop that? This nigga gonna bring up Mr. B name. That nigga ain't shit, nigga. Y'all in the same category.
Oh, man.
Niggas, y'all be kissing poo poo so y'all can drive y'all whole life, nigga. I don't need to kiss no ass. Nigga, if I can't drive my shit, nigga, I'm done, nigga.
Man, we need flop. We need some preaching on the show now. Come on now.
God almighty.
What is wrong with that nigga?
My.
You need to sit the fuck down. You on the fucking bench, Fat Kevin. Stay on the fucking bench, nigga. You ain't fucking with
me, boy. Damn, Vaughn.
Man, he on the bench. If I said something ain't true, that nigga on the bench, man. Sit the fuck down, nigga. You drove my uncle 20 years ago, nigga. When you ain't had shit 20 years ago. Fuck are you talking about?
Lord, have mercy.
Hey, Fat Kevin has some shit, man. Hey, now, Fred Kevin has some shit. Don't go down now.
Man, I don't
shit.
Give a fuck. All you motherfuckers talking about what happened 20 years ago when Martin Luther King had his dream. Fuck that shit. We come out right
oh,
now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, check this out.
Man, that's a good
if
the glory, day.
If the world works,
hey,
you wouldn't be out there. If it weren't for that, you wouldn't be none of you.
Yeah, you right. If it weren't for my uncle, nigga, it wouldn't be me. If it weren't fuck Fat Kevin. And fuck who ride with him.
Hey, what happened? I left for 15
minutes.
What happened? I
just said, like, oh. My uncle named Nick, motherfucker. If all y'all don't like him, fuck y'all too. My uncle named Nick, nigga. That's what got me in the race. Nick and John, nigga. If y'all don't like Nick and John, suck a dick, nigga. Nah.
Nick and John? Nick and John was cool. Nick and John was cool.
You
goddamn
right that
I
was cool, motherfucker. I was talking that teeth, nigga. You goddamn right that was cool, nigga.
Hey, I was out talking to
John. I just want my signed T-shirt.
Percy? Ray Percy? All of everybody.
I just want my signed T-shirt. That's all. Mm-hmm.
Fuck is y'all talking about, man? Half of these niggas y'all ass wouldn't be naming these motherfuckers if they wasn't good at motherfucking kissing rich niggas ass. Fuck these niggas. Bitch ass, they calm the fuck down when I'm talking, man.
Damn. I just need a T-shirt.
And I got enough. And I'm going to be on here next week talking the same shit, motherfucker.
Hey, Vaughn, take it easy,
Vaughn.
Take it easy.
What up,
I'm easy now. I'm cool now. Be cool.
Calm down, Vaughn. Damn.
Man.
I'm back. What I missed.
Unbelievable.
I missed too.
Why Vaughn quiet? Y'all make sure y'all come next Saturday to the bowling party, man. Start at 8 o'clock. 7:30, 8 o'clock. Y'all make sure y'all there.
Vaughn gonna be there at the bowling party. And in case y'all didn't like nothing, I said, I'm gonna be at the bowling party too next week.
That goddamn Vaughn is bad acting.
That goddamn Vaughn is bad. What Vaughn is bad?
Shorty, he bad acting, Shorty. He bad acting, Shorty.
What the hell did you? I've been gone. What happened?
Man.
I've been gone too. What happened? Bonnie Pooh? What you done did, Bonnie Pooh?
I did nothing, kid.
Shorty, he lying. He been bad acting, man.
Oh, man. Any lock-ins gone? Did any lock-ins gone?
No, but it was some lockouts.
Come on, man. Somebody was on your line.
Man.
The way Vaughn going to go off. Somebody was on your line.
Oh, man. In other words, Kevin was lying?
Who? What you say, kid?
The Fat Kevin was lying, huh?
Kid, stop.
Oh, Fat Kevin, I'm lying. Where's that ass at? He's
oh, boy.
Like a mama. He ain't gonna... Fat Kevin ain't going to raise nobody.
Oh, man.
You better
stay out this, Vic.
Hey, I'm good.
Kevin was on this bitch live.
Hey, kid, I'm good. But see,
yeah.
this the thing about, see, that's why I always say I'm a drag racer, because I wasn't known for street racing. I came up as a drag racer, pure drag racer. I was at the track.
Right, right.
So,
know.
Yeah, you was a bracket racer.
Yeah.
Call it what you want, bracket racer, whatever. I was racing.
Yeah.
No, I know.
And I'd have been faster than every motherfucker on this. And I'd have been faster on motors than all these motherfuckers on this boat.
It ain't how fast you been, it's who you whoop, motherfucker.
One day I'm gonna whoop you before you die.
Say that again.
One day I'm gonna whoop you
before you die. That's right. Hey, listen to this. There's a whole bunch of motherfuckers that been fast that ain't never raised nobody. What the fuck do that mean? Because you been fast.
Oh, that's true. Well, I don't fit in that category.
And all the get say. Hey,
yeah,
hey,
that's true.
Hey,
that's
Sam.
True. You true with
hey,
that?
Hey, Sam. Damn,
huh?
I want you to have an award
yeah.
for the fastest motherfucker that ain't never raised nobody. I'm going to pay for it. I'm trying to see what the fuck
filled.
That's going to get you because you were faster than everybody. If you were faster than everybody, you didn't try to raise
hey,
nobody.
Hey, Skid, hold on.
Hey, Sam, get a warm set. Get a warm set.
Just got on the phone. I was fucking with Vaughn with that. That's all. That was just fucking with Vaughn.
No, I understand. I'm just saying, you know. You say you grew up, you wasn't a street racer, and I understand. That don't make you no less than a man. But, boy, if you'd have come up street racing, ooh.
You came up street racing what? You can't say what would happen because I did.
Man, don't be muting my mic, Chad. I don't play that shit.
I'm looking for the noise. Somebody, they just got echo and noise. They got a lot of noise going on.
No.
I'm trying to look for it.
Boy, they got
hang them on when you find them.
Was something terrible, Vic. Vic, that
yeah,
tree
no,
racing
I mean,
was
I
something
came,
terrible, baby.
You're right. When I got involved with the street racing, that was some bad shit.
Hey, Vic, you know what I want you to feel?
What's that?
I want you to get in one of them cars and get up there and go through the flying mile, goddammit. Good God almighty.
Oh, man. Not on the Skyway.
You used to run a quarter that's mile. The only get up there and then flying that's mile. The only place.
Right.
Get up there one of them motherfuckers in the mile. Good God almighty. I still need to blow cars up off that motherfucker.
Somebody oh man,
that's a 32
bowl.
Pay your toll fan, come back the other way. Lord have mercy.
Hey, I'm gonna bet you ain't been faster than me in the mile, Vic.
I ain't gonna say that.
You don't know that. Boy, that motherfucking mile, goddamn it, you ain't gonna get up there and run no 200. You scared?
Shit, I bet you lie.
But get your ass up there. What you want to get up there in the mile with? I'm going to beat your ass with Kamala. I'm sick of you.
Dry
Kamala. Oh, man.
I'm going to drive Kamala.
No, what the fuck I'm going to drive?
I don't give a fuck what you drive. I just told you what I'm going to drive.
Oh, man. You going to take my car, Vic. Don't strong on me, baby.
No, I ain't
going to
strong on you. Just politely get in and go. I want to feel what
you can't fit
get.
In the motherfucker. You too big. You're going to bust your head. You're going to bust all the glass. You're going to bust your glasses loose. You get in that motherfucker. You're too goddamn tall for Kamala, baby.
Well, I don't want none of that.
See that ground coming at your ass at 150. See that ground coming up at your ass. The motherfucking lines get, look like a straight line, you know.
Oh,
no,
man.
Ain't going to be no scattered line no more. Motherfuckers coming up at your motherfucking ass.
Run that 180 and quarter.
Hey.
Tell me what you like.
And Vic. Yeah, that ain't the same thing, though. You break that bitch down real
goddamn
fast.
Goddamn lie.
Real fast.
Goddamn lie.
Hey.
Goddamn
hey,
lie.
I'm going to tell you this. You're a lying motherfucker.
It
feels way different running 180 in the mile and running 180 in the quarter. You crazy.
You goddamn right to do.
Yeah, and the mile is worse, motherfucker. It's worse than the quarter.
Oh, man. Not the 16 poles.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell you like this, kid.
No, that's 32 poles.
I mean, yeah, 32 poles.
It's
yeah.
way worse running 180 in the quarter than in the eighth, motherfucker. You
yeah, she get the vibrating.
Goddamn it, you go and shut it down.
Boy, you
should get the vibrator.
Ain't got that back door. It's going to be different than the goddamn AC. You crazy? Now, fuck around and run 880 in that mile, motherfucker. You going to think you're going to fly up off that goddamn sky with. You crazy?
Should get the vibrating up in there, shorty.
Hell yeah. Do 180 going down 41, motherfucker, going to the track, motherfucker. Niggas, they don't goddamn scrape your ass up off that goddamn concrete. Police gonna scrape you. Everything gonna scrape you. It ain't the same thing going in the corner. Fuck is you talking about? You hurry up and do that shit. You 60 foot hard and all that. I'm talking about get in that bitch. Get it, lay in that bitch, nigga, with the air conditioner on and do 180, motherfucker. And blow you up out that motherfucker. Who you think you talking to? Who you think you talking to, kid?
Man, that tickled me tonight. Drag was out there, goddammit, on the skyway running that flying mile in that convertible vet they had. Drag said, goddamn, he grabbed that steering wheel and he got some real little in his hand.
Now, listen to this. Now, the steering wheel got a little of drag, but I bet he'd have been faster than that in the goddamn quarter. It ain't the same thing.
Yep.
But this motherfucker Vic thing is the same. You a goddamn liar.
Ain't scared.
Get your ass out there on that motorcycle and do 200 in the mile, motherfucker. You going to fly up off this bitch.
I ain't been 200. I've been 170 on a bike on the highway, motherfucker.
You can do 170 in the quarter, and it's different. You're going to go and break that motherfucker on down. It's going to be for a slip, goddamn it, 8-9 seconds. Get your ass up there in about 30 seconds in that motherfucking mile, boy. Ooh-wee, your heart going to start beating, motherfucker. You going to skip a beat.
Hey,
get your ass up there.
Ski.
Living that
I ain't standing in there that long.
It like it was going to blow off.
You say it again.
You hear me, Ski? When we was going to Super Chevy Sunday, I started punching that bitch.
Hell yeah.
Maybe that top star
man, that
up.
Motherfucker shaky punked that bitch. Got to about 150. I said, please slow this motherfucker down. I thought my life was goddamn it. I thought it was gone.
That motherfucking top off just came off that motherfucking vet, boy.
Well,
that
goddamn convertible almost came off that bitch. Shoot. I don't know what the fuck Vic talking about. I'm talking about doing a constant 150. Not doing no, get up to 150 and you break it down.
You
in the
ain't
quarter.
The only motherfucker that did 150 constant on the motherfucking highway skin. Hell you talking about?
I didn't say I did, motherfucker. I said get your ass up there in that mile, get off.
I done ran more than a mile.
Get up there.
I ran more than a mile going over 150. I done ran over a mile.
Ooh,
wee,
you a bad dude. Yeah, that shit, it's scary, man.
I want to see you do it again.
I
want to see what you're
up to. Yeah, I didn't did it.
That's
did
all
try.
I was saying, brother. I didn't say you didn't do it. I'm saying it feels totally different than going in the quarter in 150.
Right.
You run that little 150 in the quarter, you get up there, you run it,
hey,
it's over. That's your peak.
That's because it ain't all straight.
That's your peak. Right, you cross the finish line, boo. But boy, if you get up there in that motherfucker mile on that expressway, talking about 150, 160, 170, man, it'll knock all the hell off your motherfucker. You think you ball here, motherfucker?
Oh, man.
What you talking about?
Me and Leon was coming back from 41 one night. Coming back, I had my Trans Am. He had that Maxim.
Yeah.
We turned that shit loose.
Oh, Leon shut off about 115. He wasn't doing that. He said that motherfucker shut off.
He's faster than that. But I
okay, 135.
Man, I slung that shit out at about 150, 155.
Hey, you had left Leon. I guarantee you Leon wasn't nowhere back.
Yeah, he was way back there.
I know you left. Ain't no goddamn Maxima going to be there. That weak motherfucker.
Hey, Vic. How fast did you go that night you raised late?
Oh,
I ain't go fast at all. Who said that?
Man, you know who said that.
You know that Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
I tell you what, Jeremiah, how fast you going to go when you run me, you bald-headed faggot?
Uh-oh.
Damn.
Get
your faggot ass. It's your faggot ass to Bobby Cone race to see how fast you can go against me, motherfucker.
Good God
Damn, Vic. How long you been holding that in, Vic?
I haven't seen over 109 miles per hour, so.
Yeah, okay. So then you need to stop talking to me, motherfucker, because you's a kid to me.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't did shit.
Tell him he a baby. He a baby.
You ain't did shit, motherfucker.
Well, I'm letting everybody know, whoever the fuck hang with Mr. B, their goddamn grandson will be at goddamn it. B is raised and Bobby raised in case they want some smoke.
Oh,
whoever hangs with Mr. B.
He back again, Sham. He back again, Sham. I told you to mute his mic.
I think that's the west side there, bro. I think that'd be the west side.
Hey, whoever hang with Mr. B, if y'all eat burgers together, smoke weed together, anything y'all do with Mr. B, I will catch y'all at Ben's race or Bobby race, whatever one y'all want.
I ain't eat no
cake with you, Mr. B. Won't get me.
Hey,
I started racing cars in 2016 or 17.
Oh man. Shut your ass up, motherfucker.
Hey, he used to race his skate and skateboards and shit. He used to race that type of shit. And then he had graduated. He started racing motorcycles, but he wasn't really racing. He was just on the
that
motorcycle.
That ring was the fastest thing you had. That shit ain't fast. That shit ain't doing nothing.
And if Kevin got done with his phone calls, I'm ready to race anybody he called. God damn it, at Ben's race or Bobby race. Anybody fat Kevin called.
Wait a minute, man.
Come on,
Kevin said he's going to call somebody to race you.
Yeah, whoever he called.
Man, you know Fat Kevin ain't going to call nobody. Man, Kevin, stop
no,
that shit, man.
No, that ain't going to tell the truth. Tell him what happened, goddamn. Tell him what he drawed
what
on
happened,
him with. He drawed on that motherfucker.
What he drawed on?
He drawed on grandson. What he drawed grandson with?
what he drawed
oh,
grandson
you
with, bitch?
He say game over.
Oh man,
oh,
not
man,
game over.
Goddamn Fat Kevin with that sucking dick. Get your ass down, Fat Kevin.
Hey, his motherfucker that man, he got a locked in race. After he got done with the phone calls and everybody started laughing at his dumb ass, he got a race whenever he convinced them to race me with his dumb ass.
That dumb motherfucker don't know. You had game over, race him. You dumb motherfucker.
Oh man.
Fat Kevin couldn't be that stupid, man. He couldn't be that stupid.
Y'all
ain't gonna tell me that, man. I got to call, big dog.
Come on,
I can't be that man drawing on you a game over.
Yes, sir.
Want to hear himself on the talk show, Ron. Give him a pass. Give him a pass.
I tried to give him a pass.
He disrespected Kevin, Shorty.
You know why he drawed on you? Because he was jealous that you had bought that Monte Carlo from Allen. He didn't like that.
Oh, man.
Hey, Skin, I told that motherfucker, I told him to name me a car that Mr. B owned since I brought that car from Allen. I'm going to give him $500 tonight.
Damn.
Ooh. Oh, he was taking up for Mr. B. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why he said, okay. Now we getting somewhere. Y'all know this,
mm-hmm.
We know this show recording, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope it's good enough to walk on listen to it tomorrow, too, shit. I hope it's good enough.
Motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Hey, Mr. B.
Part two.
I want you to
Friday
see
night.
Me eat my steak. I can't let Vaughn see me eating steak with you. He's playing war on your ass, you I want you to deliver my steak after somebody deliver it. Don't you bring it, B-Bop. See me with you.
Motherfucker retarded. Fuck. Bro, with these niggas, man. That nigga that made... He made 5 phone calls, and he still ain't came back to the show. He didn't find out what's going on now, though. Yippee-yi.
Hey, Mr. B said he the greatest, man. Don't fuck around. Mr. B said he the greatest. He said he
man.
The GOAT.
Don't you fuck around, Von, and tell your ass.
Oh, man, not the goat.
Yeah.
I just got to tell you, they ain't going to beat your motherfucking ass, Von.
Hey, I'm waiting on Mr. B, man. Mr. B gonna need five friends. He gonna need to be able to phone five friends to beat me with his weak ass.
Now,
let me
that
remember
is so
that. February 16th, Mr. B say he the greatest. He gonna beat your mother. Ooh wee.
Man, how the fuck he the greatest? Me and that man in race about four times, he ain't never won yet. That nigga a scrub. He a fucking scrub. He ain't never beat me. Hey, man, that man ain't never beat me. Get him on the phone and ask him. Get him on the phone and ask him. He ain't never beat me.
Man, where Bebop at, man? Where Bebop? Bebop, would you come on the show?
Hey, man, Mr. B, he need a motherfucking smoke detector. And the mask for this smoke. This is different shit right here.
Lying. You ain't working no motherfucking four times. He said he lying.
Hey, tell Mr. B. Hey, tell Mr. B. Bring his ass on this.
Hey, show. Mr. B. Hey, Von. Mr. B. sent me a Pinocchio nose. You know that long nose mean you lying.
Mm-hmm.
He sent a Pinocchio nose.
Hey, that's the same nose.
He said he beat you twice.
After we took Kate off. After we took K-Dawg caught a three-lug caught, that's the same nose that was in his ass. After we won
race,
that was that same nose.
Come on, man. You ain't.
He said you beat him twice. He said you ain't
man.
Beat him no four times.
Okay, I beat him in Freddie Malibu. I beat him in K-Dawg Kyle. I beat him in three-lug Kyle against Grandson. That's three right there. Another race. I'm going to come to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Grandson, you
might say he ain't got nothing to do with that when you fucked up three love. He might say he ain't got nothing to do with
it. How he had nothing to do with it? And me and him booked the race, and he was driving with his sweet ass. He was
the
one that
was
driving.
Yeah? Man,
yeah,
see,
he was driving.
Dreaming, man.
Hey, he was driving on South Chicago.
Mr. B,
that's
you was
young
driving,
buck. Man.
His
ass.
Come on, Bebop. Bebop, you ain't had nothing to do with it. You was driving that third race.
He ain't had nothing to do with it, but he was driving.
Come on, Bebop.
No,
that's why. You know what? That's why
damn.
I call him. Hey, Skid, that's why I call him a midget, because he a half of a man for that race, because he talking about he ain't had nothing to do with it.
Come
he was just
on,
driving.
Man.
Damn, bro. No, Scott,
ain't had nothing to do with that.
Hey, he said that wasn't his car. The race don't go on you.
Man, ain't no race since motherfucking 1991. He been racing in, been his cars. He ain't never racing his car.
Oh, man.
Man.
Damn, oh, mute his mic, man. I told you to mute his mic.
Come on, man.
That motherfucker I ain't never known that nigga to race his own shit.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see Fat Kevin get him fucked up. Can Fat Kevin get him fucked up, Bebop?
Man, tell Fat Kevin to work his magic. I bet you they tell Fat Kevin to sit his dumb ass down somewhere. I bet
man,
you
tell
that.
Kevin go get a car, man, because Vaughn out of control, man. Tell Kevin go get a car.
Hey,
yeah,
I bet you they tell Kevin go sit his dumb ass down somewhere and leave me alone. I bet you they tell him that.
Good
goddamn
God almighty.
Shorty, that Vaughn is bad acting.
Ooh-wee. Hey, man, tell Kevin to come on, man. Why Kevin won't whoop nobody, though, Bebop? I need to know this shit, man. That man won't try nobody.
Oh, man.
That nigga have a 6 second
time,
man. He ain't gonna try a motherfucker
that
run 12. I don't understand.
Hey, Vaughn, tell Yak he got a pass. I don't want nobody but Jeremiah faggot ass.
Man, I ain't
putting
on
anything.
Fuck you,
man.
Fuck
you mean
I got a pass?
You got a pass.
Look,
you
don't
need
no pass.
You got a pass
listen,
until
bitch.
I fuck up
listen.
Jeremiah.
Listen, bitch. Lil Mo is a gangbanger. You know his name. Lil Mo. He's a gangbanger.
Yeah.
Kevin too shy, man.
Kevin,
come out
there
chill.
Hey, he was that skin. He came with his motherfucker to pick up for other motherfuckers. I had to get him up out of here. His ass got up out of there fast.
Good God.
Hey,
This wasn't what he was expecting. He had to get the fuck up out of there.
Hey,
oh,
be,
man.
You know, be a little boy, Von.
Hey, Von.
No, sit down.
Hey, you should be.
Hey, Vic, you
what
should be. You should be little Curly. Teams. You got little Mo, little Larry. You should be little Curly. We could be the three students of anybody. Come on.
We don't need three. I want your motherfucking ass. Your big mouth ass.
Hey, Vic. All you got to do is just tell me when. That's it. We ain't got to do all this.
I told you when, motherfucker. You said you ain't showing up.
I ain't gonna be it. Man, look.
I'm
gonna say this.
Okay, Jeremiah. No, hold on.
I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna be
tell me where the first place
me and you will never go.
Tell me the first place you're gonna be at. Jeremiah, tell me the first place you're gonna be at.
I'm not racing nobody from Chicago out of state. I'm going to race you right here, homie. Okay, well, tell me when and where. I believe sales. Sales, man, we ain't got to wait for no event, man. We
can't wait for no motherfucking sales break.
Yeah.
We ain't got to be at no motherfucking
Hey, Vic. We can go up to the Grove on a Thursday night and get it on, man.
We ain't going to
the
fucking Grove. Meet me at 41. I'll run you at 41.
Okay, wherever you comfortable, man, Vic.
That's what I'm talking about.
Get them ass at 41, and they ain't got to be at no fucking event.
No, it doesn't have to be, Vic.
No, ain't no fucking event. Any day that you want to race, you let me know at 41, and I'm on your ass.
Does anybody know what three loves event, man? Because I want to see if we get an alternate date if we're not able to do it on the date that we are locked in to. I want to see, can we either get an alternate date or move it to the Grove?
Let me know where I can bring Lil Mo with his bulletproof vest on. Where I can fuck this up after you fuck him up.
Come on, Yak.
Hey, Yak. That ain't going to happen, motherfucker.
Hey,
that ain't going to happen.
See, what y'all fail to understand, Lil Mo just like Skin. He the chosen one.
Oh, man, not the chosen one.
Y'all got to understand that. He's the chosen one.
He finna get unchose, goddammit.
I told you, Vic, now don't fuck around, goddammit. He's putting a toe tag on toe tagger.
I hear you. But, hey, it's just like this. Hey, but listen to me. Hey, one thing about it, when you came out, you Lil Mo only done had one name since you had it. That goddamn Jeremiah, that's his fucking car cross-dresser. He don't know what he's going to call it. First came out,
man.
His
hey,
name,
hey,
then it was
hey,
named something else.
Hey, sometimes it be like that, man. You try to put a name to it, and just it don't fit. You got to switch it up, man. I ain't ashamed of that.
Hey, that motherfucker,
mm-hmm.
That motherfucker been Lil Mo since the first day we brought it. I promise you that. That bitch been Lil Mo for that
day. Hey, I understand that.
Hey, Vic,
I'm talking about Jeremiah.
What you rather see me do, man? You rather see me change names or change teams like some of these team jumping motherfuckers is doing? I'm going like
oh,
that.
Oh, man. Not the team jumpers.
There's a bunch of them out there.
Not the fence straddlers.
Come on, man. Don't do that.
Hey, I've been big time since I started racing, goddammit.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So come on with it. But I'm on your ass,
Is anything locked?
Yeah, there's something locked. And to beat your ass too, Sham, that's what's locked.
Damn, Yak, you can't do that. Not on Sham's show. You can't be calling him out like that.
Damn.
Oh, Sham ain't going to do shit either. Sham know already.
Damn.
I'm his daddy. You know who his daddy is.
That is so disrespectful.
Daddy is.
That is so disrespectful.
Sam Amroth knows who their daddy is. And I ain't the stepdaddy. I'm the biological daddy.
Mm.
Well, come on, man. Don't do that. God, damn.
Not the fake grub.
In the famous words of Big Sam, if you ain't ready, get ready.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be the same motherfucker.
Hey,
like you ain't here.
The triple tree will be in the house next week. So just let me know who wants their ass whooped on that light.
Oh man,
triple tree will be in the house next week.
I ain't worried about that. Fuck that. I want your ass out of the track.
I think Zay didn't Zay win last year. Who won last year? Yeah. I know somebody from Tree Light.
It won't be that same outcome this year when I get on your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Who, you talking to me, man?
I'm talking to fucking Jeremiah. I'm coming for your ass.
He don't want to see that movie.
I got to come back. I'm coming back to your ass, Zay.
Oh man, not the big freak.
Horror movie for him. You don't want to see that movie again.
That was a horror movie. Hey, it was a race.
That was a horror movie.
Fuck you, me. I'm not like you. I'm not like you. I don't get out the car and put somebody else in. Get your ass in your own car and
And you was like the little white woman in the movie that fall every time with the killer right on the heel.
I hear what you're saying, but I tell you what, Jeremiah, you get in your own car, you got the back tire.
Not the back tire.
You heard me, Zay.
that ain't enough to put me in no car.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Zaybo, you didn't go down to Cap Owensburg?
Man, the weather, it looks like it's going to rain Friday. It's going to be cold Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Hey, but why? Let's get back to the main point. Let's get back to the wreck. You did say Zay name. I heard you say that you was gonna get back at him. So it looked like sequels.
I did say that. He won. I'm coming back for him. This ain't over. It's racing, motherfucker. What's wrong with you?
Let's get it.
That's the difference, Jeremiah. I'm a drag racer. You not. You a sometime.
Oh, man.
Dang.
You a sometime.
I got a. Hey, Vic, I'm a prophet. I got a prophecy for you.
I understand. I got an ass for you.
I can see Big Freak kicking your nuts into your Adam's apple.
I bet you that Regal won't kick my ass. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
I bet it will.
Nah. Rain ain't none of that shit gonna be able to save you. So don't pull up in no motherfucking enclosed trailer and say your car there and it ain't that motherfucker.
Hey, man. I'm not up to my old antique. I know what I got now.
Okay.
Not the camouflage.
Yeah. It's called seek and find, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Hide and seek. I'm on your ass, Jeremiah. And we still gonna be cool after I fuck you up, we still gonna be cool.
Hey, Vic, after this ass whooping, you ain't gonna like me. I ain't gonna lie to you. You don't feel like you've been tricked.
Oh man.
I bet you can. You can't trick me. You can't trick me, boy. You don't got enough experience to trick me.
Mm-hmm.
You a peon when it comes to me, boy.
Damn, not the peon.
Peon,
Vic.
That's what I like.
Peon,
Miss Peon.
Come
on,
Vaughn. I ain't got nothing to do with that,
man.
I'm talking about Jeremiah. Jeremiah is a peon in my book.
Oh, boy.
One thing I got to say, it was a good show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Tonight was the night.
Hey,
Jeremiah, I don't want to hear that shit about what's under the hood and all that. If you ain't got enough, sit the fuck down. You know what
hey,
I got.
Vic,
you know I got a big
I'm almost positive. You keep your fucking hood closed. I don't even care what you got up under there.
You already know what
you
I got. You know I got a big block. You know I got a big block, so I don't want to hear that shit.